Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. There's extensive property damage across parts of the southeast after powerful storms, including suspected tornadoes, pounded the region. And forecasters warn of the possibility of more severe weather through week's end. Iran claims it's reviewing a new U.S. proposal to end the war as President Trump threatens more bombing if no deal is reached. The BBC's Peter Bowes.
President Trump is now calling the war with Iran a skirmish. He insists it's going very smoothly and that any hardship caused to Americans because of high fuel prices will be short-term and worth it to stop Iran's nuclear ambitions. His latest statements about the negotiations with Tehran have been optimistic but vague. But there are few outward signs of a deal being imminent. With tensions across the region, an agreement between Iran and the U.S. remains elusive.
Today's AAA national average for a gallon of regular gas, $4.55, up 2 cents from yesterday. The California average, $6.16 a gallon. Russia's defense ministry reports its air defenses shot down 347 Ukrainian drones overnight. A major attack comes after Moscow rejected Kiev's ceasefire earlier in the week. Investigating corruption allegations, the FBI has searched an office of powerful Virginia Democratic State Senator Louise Lucas. Federal raid in Portsmouth stems from an alleged bribery scheme involving a marijuana dispensary business. The cruise ship at the center of a deadly hantavirus outbreak is now on its way to Spain's Canary Islands. Three people have died. The World Health Organization says five of the eight reported cases have been confirmed by lab tests. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures modestly higher. The Dow futures are up 7 points. NASDAQ futures better by 28 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're hearing my voice, chances are you're either worried about a parent living alone or you are that parent and you know your family worries about you too. Either way, there's a company that finally got senior safety right. Connected Caregiver. Connected Caregiver is everything you knew about alert devices, fall detection, emergency button, GPS, reimagined for today. There's a small wearable that alerts your family's phone the moment something happens. Inside your home, discreet sensors, no cameras, no microphones, just motion sensors have you covered even when you're not wearing it. No movement for hours, your loved ones will know. For the kids, you go from hoping everything's okay to knowing it is. And for you, you stay in your home on your terms while giving your precious family the peace of mind they've been asking for. That's not losing independence, that's keeping it. Visit ccgoffer.com to see if you qualify for a free device. It takes 2 minutes. That's ccgoffer.com, ccgoffer.com. Do it today.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We still had some rain showers going through as of about 5:30 this morning, so some of the roadways are still a little bit damp, but the good news is no issues right now. We're clear. Good to go at both the harbor tunnels with the lanes open. Just took a very quick check now through Annapolis. No problems at the Bay Bridge. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound, and then we're clear towards Ritchie Highway and over to the Severn River Bridge. BW Parkway early. Yeah, we get a little minor build up there after Arundel Mills, heading south towards Route 32. And for right now, 695 with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cloudy and cool for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we do expect to see a little bit more sunshine and temperatures into the 60s. More sun and warmer temperatures on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 54 degrees in White Marsh and 53 in Joppatown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a 16-year-old Falston High School student was killed Tuesday afternoon following a crash involving an electric dirt bike in Harford County. Maryland State Police confirmed. According to police, troopers from the Maryland State Police Bel Air Barrack responded at about 2:30 p.m. on May 5th to a crash between a car and an electric dirt bike at 152 and Pleasantville Road, the intersection near the 7-Eleven and Walgreens. Police Police say the preliminary investigation indicates a Honda CR-V was traveling southbound on 152 and attempted to make a left turn onto Pleasantville Road, and the electric dirt bike traveling northbound struck the Honda on the passenger side. And the family of a six-year-old child who wandered off the premises of Falstaff Elementary School unsupervised last year has notified the city of Baltimore of their intent to sue. In May 2025, Belinda Curry said her son Liam Livingston was supposed to go to an after-school program, but said Liam decided not to, leaving the school to go home instead. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 986. The pick 4, 7545. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis for today's Moment of Truth. Words mean different things to different people. They also tend to change their meaning over time. An example of that, which has always driven me crazy, is the word ignorant. Its true meaning, of course, is to be without knowledge or education, unaware or uninformed, oblivious. Somewhere over the years, however, it has also come to be used as a synonym for rude, uncouth, or crude. A similar observation can be made about the word evangelical. Over the years, it has become a self-identifier, particularly a synonym for political labels like social conservative or the religious right. As a Christian pastor, I feel it's my duty to provide some clarity to this. A true evangelical is one who believes that Jesus Christ's death on the cross is the only sacrifice that could remove the penalty of his or her sin. And only those who trust in Christ alone as their Savior will receive God's free gift of eternal salvation. That's the truth of the matter. And as Jesus said, to know the truth would set you free. This is Pastor David Lewis, Covenant Bible Presbyterian Church.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Stein on sports. Well, Gary's off today. In fact, on vacation. Sean Casey here with you. Farnan and Dermer, our sponsors. Get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer. Orioles secure a series victory. The Birds beat the Miami Marlins 7-4 on the road. Adley Rutschman went 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Pete Alonso crushed a 3-run homer. Brandon Young allows 3 runs over 6 innings to get the win, while Rico Garcia secured the save. Teams wrap up their series tonight around 7 o'clock. And Nats got back in the win column. They blew out the Twins down in D.C. 15-2 yesterday. There will be no Triple Crown winner this year. Kentucky Derby winner Golden Temple will not run in the Preakness Stakes. Trainer Sherry DeVoe announced yesterday this is the third time in the past 5 years that the horse that won the Derby has not raced in the second leg of the Triple Crown. DeVoe said the Golden Temple will compete in the Belmont Stakes, which will be held in her hometown of Saratoga Springs in New York. And D.C. United will be on the road this weekend. The Black and Red will face off with Nashville Saturday in Music City. It's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pig Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The Right Choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. Casey and Company is on right now. And this is Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is, of course, a Thursday, May the 7th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, Mayor Scott's travel agency. All sorts of people traveling all over the country for tens of thousands of dollars. And you're paying for it if you're a city taxpayer. A prominent Democrat leaving the party, calling out the Democrats specifically for their anti-Semitism. This is a piece of audio you must hear. That's coming up a little bit later on in the show. Top story here today is the Southern Poverty Law Center has been in the news of late. especially after the DOJ announced an indictment. In case you missed that story, basically, this is a communist, Marxist, progressive organization that spreads its evil and its nonsense. They're the ones behind the Charlottesville, Unite the Right down there. They were blaming President Trump for that. But these people were sending money. Donors were sending money to the Southern Poverty Law Center, as the indictment alleges. They would then send money to the Ku Klux Klan and to those other so-called hate groups to manufacture boogeyman. You can't have hate unless there's people out there hating. So that the whole thing was manufactured. And now we're finding out from the Maryland Freedom Caucus that the Southern Poverty Law Center has undue influence on Maryland's school curriculum. And if you haven't heard by now, The Southern Poverty Law Center indicted the other week for wire fraud, false statements, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. But here in Maryland, they also have a vast network of NGOs that have been working to entrench critical race theory, their DEI practices, into every aspect of society, starting with our public schools. That's where their Learning for Justice curriculum comes into play. Learning for Justice is the SPLC's platform for offering learning for civic and political action to build an inclusive, multiracial democracy. It also presents the framework under which the Maryland State Department of Education developed its mandatory anti-bias training for educators and school board members. The SPLC and Maryland Democrats have a lot in common. They both wanted to make Maryland children more racist in order to fight racism. That's their formula, right? We need more haters so that we can fight hate, the Ku Klux Klan, etc. It brings in their donor dollars and keeps the communities divided. Here's how it works. In 2024, the Maryland General Assembly passed a mandate to include anti-bias training for all public school employees with House Bill 1386. Then, a year later, that mandate expanded to school board members with Senate Bill 293. The purpose of this training is to teach white teachers that they are inherently biased and racist, and they need to identify and address all instances of racial bias with their students and colleagues, or they risk permanent damage. The stated goal of anti-bias training is to entrench the concepts into the teachers so that the critical race theory concept is embedded in the classroom environment and the teaching style of the teacher. So even if it isn't in, the curriculum, air quotes, it is certainly being taught. This is kind of a sneaky way to kind of, backdoor it into the Maryland public schools. In the Maryland training, participants have to take a test after the first session to measure their own implicit biases using the implicit association test, which has been thoroughly dismantled as junk science, by the way. Many critics of anti-bias trainings come to the same conclusion. They rarely lead to long-term change of behavior, but they do increase guilt and shame in employees who become so aware of stereotypes, they're supposed to ignore that there's even then a rebound effect. This is a feature and not a bug of the whole thing. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you why this is inherently racist. And there are some numbers to back all of this up. But this is quietly being done in the Maryland public school curriculum. And this is why, basically they're identifying whites as the boogeyman here. And they're trying to convince teachers, no matter what your background, no matter where you came from, no matter how wonderful a person you might think you are, you're a racist. And you're teaching in a racist system in a racist state. So stay tuned. 6:13, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. The light rain went through earlier this morning. Some of the showers on the eastern shore now left the roadways a little bit damp. There's a report of a wreck, and I'm looking at the area of the accident. Maybe here on the ramp from the inner loop to northbound 83. That's a two-lane ramp. You kind of go around and then underneath the beltway and then north on 283. So it was a little bit damp. It's not appearing right now that it's a big problem. I still see traffic coming onto the ramp and going north, but there may be something right there near where the beltway crosses over. So just a heads up for that. I don't think right now we have a big problem there, but watch out. There may be a little slowdown beginning to develop if you're coming east from the JFX. Even the west side is not bad early on the Beltway from Liberty Road down through Route 40. The Parkville side is clear, and the JFX, just watch your speed. Coming south, the roadway is a little bit damp yet between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, starting off cloudy, misty, cool today. Maybe some sunshine this afternoon. Highs will be in the 60s. Sunny and warmer tomorrow. Rain showers could return on Saturday. Hopefully by Mom's Day, things will clear up. So we're hoping that for moms can get there and celebrate for Mother's Day. Right now, 51 and cloudy in Owings Mills, 55 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Florida's Palm Beach International Airport officially changing its name to President Donald J. Trump International Airport on July the 1st.
Perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Democrats announced they will boycott it. They won't fly out of Palm Beach or now Donald John. J. Trump International Airport. Of course, they'll go the way of Spirit Airlines. That'll be the next.
Serves them right.
Rolling Stones are putting out a new album.
Who?
The Rolling Stones. It's entitled Foreign Tongues, which is only marginally better than Sticky Fingers.
Kind of go together.
Yes, they do. Pope Leo has revealed that he was hung up on by a customer service rep while placing a call to his bank. So the customer service rep said just couldn't believe he was the Pope, you know, like President Trump.
He said, holy crap.
debris from the demolition of the east wing of the White House that was dumped in a nearby public golf course has tested positive for toxic metals.
Wow.
A chunk of the old part?
Yeah, the east wing. They had to tear down parts of the east wing to make room for the new ballroom, and apparently that was constructed with a bunch of nasty environmental stuff. No wonder Joe Biden was confused most of his.
That was breathing all that stuff in. The root.
Former President Barack Obama has announced the Obama Presidential Center will open to the public starting on June 19th. To get in, the visitors will have to show an ID. Birth certificates will not be accepted.
Did you see it?
It looks like the Death Star. And Brennan was talking about that, and he actually filmed a video, a creepy, cringy video with Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill.
Oh, there's a...
It's bad.
It's nasty. President Trump is reviving the Presidential Fitness Award that'll bring back the annual physical fitness test to American schools. And the kids will not be able to use ChatGPT on this one, I tell you right now.
Uh-huh.
Drop down and give me 20. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see... Gary
pull-ups, chin-ups.
Gary Player, who's 90 years old, was doing push-ups.
On the White House lawn. Yeah, on the lawn the other day. He looked pretty darn good, too.
Yeah, 90 years old.
He'd probably do more push-ups than you and I, Chuck. Who knows?
Well, I can do one.
Yeah.
I push up, then roll over.
It's more like it's a push-down. Media guru Ted Turner died yesterday at the age of 87.
The best financial advice would have been not to start a cable news network.
I got plenty of that. The best advice is never to do anything. You'll never get in trouble if you don't do anything. But on the other hand, you'll never get anywhere either.
The team of the 90s.
He put the Atlanta Braves organization on the map.
He was cable when cable wasn't cool.
People thought he was crazy.
Well, after the America's Cup, we finally won. Ted turns to me in the middle of this melee and says, we have proven to people that if we can do this, we can do many other things. 3 years later, he founded CNN.
This news service will be called the Cable News Network.
Most of my colleagues thought Ted was nuts.
Barring satellite problems in the future, we won't be signing off until the world ends. We'll be on. We will cover it live.
He not only founded CNN, he created cable channels, TNT, Turner Classic Movies, Cartoon Network.
Superstation, remember that?
Yeah, Superstation, TBS, the Atlanta Braves he owned.
Sure.
He, of course, battled Lewy body dementia in recent years. And President Trump had some nice things to say about him. We'll cover that in our MAGA update coming up in the next hour.
I have a local story with that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
There used to be a guy who worked at Channel 11, a guy named Don Harrison, did the news on TV. He moved down to Tampa. I was here in Tampa. We had lunch one day. He says, I'm leaving. I said, leaving again? He said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to go to work with Ted Turner.
Wow.
CNN headline news.
Wow.
And that was then. He said, you'll see it in every airport within the next 6 months.
Yeah.
And there he was.
And now they pay.
CNN headline news.
Yeah, now they pay to keep it in the airports. You ever wonder why that's just CNN, no Fox, no anything else is just CNN? Because they pay for that. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is that the only thing I will hold against, I think he was innovative. I think he was creative. I think he, I don't think he liked the direction that CNN took after he invented it. But he did marry Hanoi Jane.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
I will forever hold that against him. But may he rest in peace. Chuck, has this ever happened to you? You got your Corvette. You're getting gas at a gas station, a woman walks over, kicks your car door, and then goes off.
That you understand what I've said to you, sir?
I understand, ma'am.
I will call the police.
I'm calling the police.
And have them enforce the law. Do you understand?
Ma'am.
Do you understand?
You just kicked my vehicle, ma'am.
Do you understand?
You just kicked my vehicle.
Do you understand? I'm
back away from my car now.
I have tinnitus.
Back away from my car. Back away from my car.
No, you have to certify that you understand me. Do you understand me? Do not do that again. You're hurting my ears. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? You're hurting my ears. I need to pump my gas and get going in my truck. Do you have mental retardation?
Please back away from me, ma'am.
Don't do that again with your car. It's illegal.
He started his car, and the as you heard, the hum of the Corvette Z06, the roar of that Z06 engine.
It's a nice.
It hurt her ears. So.
Well, good. Yeah. I hope it did.
Yeah, so she is the classic Karen.
That is
my
a
car,
classic.
I'd be hurting her lip.
And the only thing they have is repetition.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba. It's like, have you any more vocabulary? That
you're into impressions this morning, I've noticed. You're into millennials now and Karens.
And
we'll have to get you a regular bit here on that.
I hope so. I got to air out these vents.
She has some grievance that she wants to air.
Yes, she does.
It's the season of Festivus.
Yes. Oh, please. Get
the airing of the grievances.
The Festivus poll or whatever it is.
Yes.
Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:21, you're listening to Casey and Company. Our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements want to remind you, big Memorial Day sale going on right now during the entire month of May. It's the Memorial Day month sale, and it starts right now. You don't have to wait for Memorial Day or Memorial Day weekend. You can stock up on a lot of your favorite Rescue Natural supplements right now that have been marked down significantly in time for the big sale, and do it right now, res-q.com. You can check out all your favorite supplements. They've already been marked down at the website, res-q.com, from omega-3s to ideal weight for Rescue PM spray. If you're having trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, whether it's for, heart health or cholesterol, all sorts of vitamins, men's and women's vitamins as well, you name it. Over 50 different supplements can help you improve your health and maintain your health at res-q.com or 1-800-26-ALIVE and take advantage, no coupon code needed, of the Rescue Memorial Day month sale going on right now.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. And with the update, once again, here's Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, so some of the roadways a little bit damp from the rain overnight. And Baltimore City just saying they're going out to a vehicle that may be on its side. Pulaski Highway at North Point Road. I mean, it's only 40 miles an hour through there. But either way, we'll try to get a look at that when we can. There's still a report of an accident. I have not seen it near the ramp on the inner loop of the Beltway, the ramp that would take you north onto I-83. And that's a two-lane ramp, but it gets a little bit damp through there. Every once in a while, we may get a spin out there. So that's what it looks like. No major backup right now on the Beltway. But if you're going east from the JFX and then taking the ramp to northbound 83, heads up for some flashing lights. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today, cloudy, misty, cool, maybe sunshine by this afternoon, and in the 60s for the high right now, cloudy, 57 in Ocean City, 54 in Severn. We're talking about how the Southern Poverty Law Center influencing Maryland school curriculum, a report out by the Maryland Freedom Caucus, is our source material today. Jim in the Outer Banks says the SPLC is not the only organization that influences school curriculum. The teachers' unions, many others do as well. Yeah, we know that, Jim, and thanks for helping point that out. But they're birds of a feather. They're kindred spirits. And that is why it's important to know that a lot of this stuff is done through the teachers' unions and some of these bills that are introduced. We'll give you the name of the bill in just a second. But here's how this thing works. In this anti-bias training, there is an overt emphasis on white students being the root of the problems while with other students. In fact, in the Maryland State Department of Education anti-bias training manual, 6 out of the 9 sample scenarios for discussion identify white students as the perpetrators of systemic racism, microaggressions, and religious discrimination, even as young as 7 years old. That's right. And they give examples. And you can find this at the Maryland Freedom Caucus, this report. For the past 2 legislative sessions, the Maryland Democrats have brought forth a bill that kind of looks innocuous on its face, but the Senate has rightly killed both years because of what it is hiding. It's called Ruby Bridges Walk to School Day. House Bill 4386 passed the House this year with overwhelming bipartisan support. That's right, Democrats and Republicans. And just actually a handful of Republicans voted against it. Lauren Erickson, Fisher, Nick Kipke, Matt Morgan, Ryan Naraki, and Kathy Zuliga were the only ones to vote, the only Republicans to vote against this. There were a number of other Republicans that weren't voting, and still yet more. But in this particular case, this bill is more of this Southern Poverty Law Center agenda disguised as history and advocacy for walking. Inside the bill, this line is contained: this shall include resources to assist teachers to engage students in discussions about civil rights and social justice. This kind of bill language is kind of like the biggest tell. This is the key or the special interest behind the bill has a curriculum or agenda they're ready to sell to the Maryland State Department of Education immediately upon implementation. So that's how this Southern Poverty Law Center framework for anti-bias training works. It became the basis for Maryland's mandatory training so quickly. It's no secret that Ruby Bridges is central to their platform and curriculum. When you do a search of Ruby Bridges inside their Learning for Justice platform, you get a wealth of resources for pitting young minority children against their white classmates to teach them the classic Marxist oppressor versus oppressed, oppressed complex. Like there, I just pull an example out. Quote, coming to terms with the understanding that you are not racist, but your identity is inextricably linked to privilege and racism in this country is tricky for white children. That's from the article, When a First Grader is Called a Racist. So, again, the Maryland Freedom Caucus was almost exclusive no vote on the Ruby Bridges bill this year, last year as well. And they will remain a no vote in the future. But it's important you as a parent and a grandparent know what is being used to indoctrinate your children that, yes, young, innocent children. And you notice, children flock together no matter whether they're white, black, brown, or it, they learn these kinds of prejudices and biases from adults. And in this case, from teachers and from the Maryland State Department of Education. And they need to be rooted out. Major companies bankrolling the Southern Poverty Law Center. Some of them have cut off grants already. Most of these you might know. Gilead Sciences, Raymond James Charitable, PayPal. Here's one locally. T. Rowe Price Charitable. Spent nearly $250,000 to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Allstate. Goldman Sachs. J.P. Morgan Chase, Northrop Grumman, another local company, gave $31,000 to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Pfizer, GE Aerospace, Bank of America, and Liberty Mutual. Okay. Maybe you need to stop spending all that money on those ridiculous commercials with the emu. Wasn't it Limo the Emu? All right, there you have it. It's on the Southern Poverty Law Center. So this is just tip of the iceberg stuff, and there are lots more NGOs and lots more organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center that are responsible for this kind of nonsense. Right now I tell you about Town Appliance Mayor and Mayor. They run the place, and they're just wonderful guys. They'll help you pick out an appliance when you're in the market for a single appliance or an entire kitchen upgrade. I just went in a couple of weeks ago looking for a refrigerator. America gave me some advice. Now we can get the newer models in the house because the house is 37 years old and I need to make some modifications. So we're doing that, and we'll be picking out our appliances shortly. But they got every kind of brand imaginable, like high-end brands like Bosch, as well as brands that can fit any budget for any style. And that's a Town Appliance. Five-star customer service, competitive pricing. They want you as a customer for life. Check them out. Town Appliance is on the Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Let's get the latest news update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a judge released Dwight D.J. Rust Jr., the former husband of missing woman Michelle Rust, on home detention on Wednesday as he faces a murder charge in the 2002 cold case. He also had to surrender his passport. Last month, Rust was held without bail to promote public safety and was considered to be a flight risk. On April 21st, 2026, D.J. Rust was arrested and charged with the murder of Michelle Rust, nearly 24 years after her disappearance. Police said that on Saturday, July 20th, 2002, at about 3 p.m., officers responded to the 1800 block of Clark Boulevard in Halethorpe for a reported missing person. And what started as an investigation into a youth diversion program has turned into a full-blown fight for records. And that debate was on full display at Baltimore City Hall Wednesday during a council hearing. The Office of Inspector General has faced restricted access to records amid an investigation into a youth diversion initiative run by the mayor's office. The Sidestep program was a pilot effort through the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement. The information limitation stems from a new interpretation of the Maryland Public Information Act, MPIA, following an advice letter from the Office of the Attorney General requested by a Baltimore City state senator. However, the letter is not an official opinion, and AG Anthony Brown made that clear to Fox 45 News in a previous story. And did Baltimore County Public School officials do enough to prevent a bus stop fight in Towson that led to five students being charged with assault? One former Baltimore City principal says no, and she believes school leaders should be held accountable. In your opinion, do you think the leadership at Dumbarton Middle School failed? Project Baltimore's Chris Pabst asked Angel Lewis, who has spent nearly 25 years in public education. In this instance, yes, Lewis answered. Now parents are having to deal with issues that could have otherwise been avoided. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of your basic health essentials? You're not alone. And Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you'll get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com and shop those deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted and rooted in belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Go to res-q.com.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A couple of accidents over on the east side. The new one just coming in, Eastern Avenue and the bridge at I-95. So you may have some impact there. It's not on 95, but not looking at a big backup. I'm looking at the camera at Eastern Avenue. Looks like we're okay at this point. And then the report about 10 minutes ago of an overturned vehicle at Pulaski Highway at the intersection at North Point Road. We filled in now at the Old Harbor Tunnel with delays beginning around the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 is still clear from Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street with the building traffic. heading into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's the Beltway on the west side. Yep, already building there. Just looked at it. 795 all the way down to Frederick Road already. That's the normal delay on the west side outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cloudy and cool for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we do expect to see a little bit more sunshine and temperatures into the 60s. More sun and warmer temperatures on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's off on vacation. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Conkeysville, the total game changer. Orioles claim a series win after taking down the Marlins 7-4 in Miami. Brandon Young credited with the victory after striking out five over six innings. Pete Alonso slugging his seventh home run of the season with a three-run shot in the top of the first, says he likes hitting in Miami.
It's a good batter's box and a good batter's eye. And for me, being in division with these guys for a huge number of years, I think familiarity, definitely a helper. But for me, love the batter's eye, love the batter's box.
The Birds have won back-to-back games. Yuri Perez was charged with loss after scoring five runs and four hits and five walks for the Marlins, which have lost four straight. They'll do it again tonight, and hopefully the Birds can stay on the right track. There will be no Triple Crown winner this year. Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo will not run in the Preakness. Trainer Sherry DeVoe announced that yesterday. Third time in the past 5 years that the horse had won the Derby has not raced in the Preakness. DeVoe said Golden Tempo will compete in the Belmont Stakes, which will be held in her hometown of Saratoga Springs in New York. Conference semifinal action continued in the NBA playoffs on Wednesday. The Knicks held off the Joel Embiid-less 76ers 108-102 from the Garden to claim a 2-0 series lead in the East. Out West, the Spurs thumped the Timberwolves 133-95. Last night as well. The Stanley Cup playoffs continue with a pair of games on Wednesday. The Sabres beat the Canadiens 4-2 in game one of their second round series. Out West, the Ducks even their series against the Vegas Golden Knights with a 3-1 road victory. Tonight, the Flyers host the Hurricanes in game three. Carolina leads Philadelphia 2-0. And that is a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, Yorktown Social.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
.23 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You can weigh in, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. So how do we root out the Southern Poverty Law Center and the rest of these radical leftist, progressive Marxist groups from indoctrinating our children? That is the question of the day. You might have some thoughts on that. But the other problem they're having is that the higher level of education, that is the level of anti-Semitism they're seeing at our college universities, college campuses, etc. Again, we see a case of it. Mamdani's cheering anti-Semitic mob violence was on display in Parkey Synagogue on Tuesday night as hundreds of violent thugs with kafir rags tied around their faces battled the NYPD for hours. Notice, and this is happening in blue cities. New York, Los Angeles, you name it, even in Baltimore. Baltimore, did you know that Baltimore is named the one of the most anti-Semitic school systems in the country in the last couple of years? So here we have, again, that, and of course, a lot of this is you are accepting these foreign students that bear no allegiance, that could care less about the United States of America. They come over here to take advantage of our Constitution, of our largesse, of our educational system, and this is how they behave when they're over here. And I think the State Department has begun, and as they should, deporting these ingrates, and out you go. Yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there is no right to an education at the higher level. if you are a foreign student. I think that that should continue. If you're out chanting anti-American slogans and you're out causing wreaking havoc and causing mayhem, you are a persona non grata, and you should be your student visa should be revoked, and out you go. In Los Angeles, a Muslim Jew hater who beat an old Jewish man to death at a pro-Israel rally got probation. That's right. That's what, and again, just amazing. This individual killed, his name is Loe Abdel Fattah al-Naji. He gets off a light sentence after pleading guilty this week to charges related to the death of a 69-year-old Jewish man in California. You would think that that would bear a much stiffer sentence, but not in a city run by Karen Bass, who is a communist anyway, and in a Gavin Newsom-run state. And this is also a state that they gave us Kamala Harris as well. So you can see that there is a growing anti-Semitic thread in these Democrat-run cities, and that's because there's a growing anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party. How do I know this? Well, don't take my word for it. Professor Alan Dershowitz, who has been a lifelong Democrat, a liberal, has voted for Democrats, has caucused for Democrats. He doesn't like the direction of the Democrat Party. Recently, he announced he's leaving. He's left the Democrat Party to become a Republican. But wait, there's more.
I feel like I'm in 1932 Berlin at the standing up against what was going on. Not 1938. I'm not saying 1938, but in 1932, before the election of Hitler as chancellor, the universities were turning against Jews. If there was Israel, they'd have been turning against Israel. And I feel I'm one of the few people who am standing up against my old party. Look, I became a Democrat when I was 14 years old. I used to go with a loudspeaker and campaign for a guy named Philip Schuppler, who was running for assembly on the Democratic ticket. So I've been a Democrat for 70 years. I now am strongly opposed to that party. I want them defeated in every single election. Not everyone. There are a few. There's this Senate congressman from New Jersey. There's a couple of congresspeople from other places that I want to see elected. But I want to see the Democrats lose control of the House and lose control of the Senate and lose control of the presidency, because I am scared of them. They are against America. They're against Israel. They're against Jews. And the leading people against the Jews are other Jews.
Bingo. There it is. So that's from a lifelong Democrat of 70 years who does not like what he's seeing. It reminds him of 1932 Berlin before Hitler came to power. Same kind of environment, same kind of the Jews are the problem, blaming the Jews, the anti-Semitism. We see it now on, in fact, at least Stefanik just wrote a book, Poisoned Ivies, to talk about what's going on at Harvard and Cornell and et cetera. So we see it, and these are Democrat, largely run by lefties who are Democrats, and these, you know, the presidents of and deans of these colleges and universities, and they're in states, mostly blue, in cities, almost entirely blue, and we're seeing that this is because the Democrat Party's now become, now they're saying there isn't, you know, this on the right, on the far right as well, but it seems to have found a home in the left, on the Democrat Party, and he says that's it. He's working to defeat the Democrats in the midterms in 2026 and 2028 and beyond, because they have become an anti-Semitic party of hatred. And again, there are a lot of Democrats in this state. There are a lot of Jewish Democrats in this state. I'm just wondering what your reaction is to Professor Dershowitz, again, who is a standard bearer of the Democrat Party, of being a liberal, and being a Jewish liberal Democrat. And he said, that's it. He goes, the problem is, the biggest threat to the Jewish people are other Jews. And that, you know, we've known that for a long time. We've said that for a long time. Maybe it fell on deaf ears. But now when you have somebody like, with his chops, his credibility, I'm wondering if it's going to carry any weight. We'll see. 6:43, time for traffic weather on the threes. Sorry for the phrase, carry the weight. Which could be a trigger in some cases, or chops. Both of those could trigger Chuck.
Wings.
Excessive salivation.
You keep that up, I'm going to trigger you.
I got a trigger for you.
No kidding.
You have a trigger finger?
Well, What am I saying? What am I doing? I'm not, nope, not saying a word.
Step back.
That's right.
Jump
Take
back
a breath.
Yourself.
Step back from the microphone, Maggie.
Don't hurt yourself.
I'll try not to.
We're at the Bay Bridge this time, and the westbound lanes are open. All the lanes are open all the way across towards Sandy Point, over towards the Severn River Bridge, and over towards the ramps eventually at I-97. No backups right now. That will be about a half an hour or so. Southbound I-97 at Route 32. Just scanning the Beltway again. We're picking up now on the Parkville side at Hartford Road. Already the west side delay is in place as you move 795 down to Frederick Road. Southwest side of the Beltway looks good. Coming up from I-97, Camp Meade Road up to the BW Parkway. JFX, you're good early from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown, and right now we're going to post about 10, maybe 12-minute delays, and we're building. The morning backups are beginning now, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, misty, and cool, maybe sunshine later on this afternoon in the 60s. Right now, cloudy 54, downtown Baltimore 52 in Parkville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Clara.
Where's the beef?
That's going to be me in a couple of years.
What are you talking about?
A couple of years.
Sure, right now.
You opened the door.
I opened it up. And
yes, you did.
That was my bad.
All right, Chipotle's been one of the restaurants that have been accused of shrinkflation. Have you ever seen that? Do you know what that is? Shrinkflation?
Yeah, smaller stuff in bags.
Yeah, they put they charge more for less, basically, okay? But the CEO says a customer should start asking for more. Here's Scott Boatwright, Chipotle CEO, comments about shrinkflation.
You should ask for a little more, I promise you. There's never a team member on that line is going to say no to you. We will continue to put heaping spoonfuls of food in bowls and doodos. It has always been our brand ethos, and it is still to this day. We serve big, beautiful bowls and burritos. No questions asked. I tell my team all the time, put as much food in that bowl and burrito as you possibly can. I want the consumer to tell you it's too big.
Yeah. They won't say no, but they'll charge you for double meat or whatever. So that's what happens.
All right, so because I don't do Chipotle a lot, rarely, but so I know you like Chipotle.
I love Chipotle.
Okay, and I know my son loves Chipotle. He loves Chipotle.
Stingy.
But and so they've gotten stingy. So
and
there's
they will take a big scoop of food up, and then they'll like shake the spoon so half of it falls off, and then they put it in.
Well, probably.
And you say,
not.
"Well, can I have more chicken?" And then later, when you look at your receipt, you saw you were charged for double meat or double chicken.
Oh, really? So when you ask for more,
you can ask for more, but you're going to pay for it.
And he's
so
out there saying, "Just ask for more."
And I'm sure they told the employee. And I don't blame the employees. You. I mean, I've been an employee like that. You're told not to be stingy. So we'll see if that really happens. But I do love Chipotle. I love the product.
Well, that makes sense. So if you don't feel you got enough meat, then you ask for more.
That was a debate.
What's so funny, Maggie?
No, it was one of those spontaneous.
Oh, combustion lines.
Am I?
She's flaming.
Yes. Oh.
She's on fuego, as they say. So, yeah, he's probably saying, look, it might be a little bit of a scheme here. It's like, ask for more, and you're going to get more, and then you get charged double the meat, as Kristen said.
Sure.
So well, that's what has happened. Maybe
clever
we'll change
marketing,
that,
sir. That, yeah, just
Where's the beef? Here's the beef.
Exactly.
Well, firearms. They do that. You take all the Splenda packets and go home.
That's or coffee creamers or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Firehouse Subs launches a new steak and cheese melt, if you are like that kind of thing. So it's available right now at Firehouse Subs. Buzz Balls. Have you ever had a Buzz Ball?
I've seen them.
Yeah, the cocktails, pre-mixed cocktails.
Yeah.
They announced the new World Cup-inspired soccer balls flavors. Capri Crush. Let's see. Fuego Tamarita. Flags and Freedom. Gold Melon. And much, much more. So there's about a dozen or so Buzz Balls, World Cup flavored.
I see them at my local liquor store all the time.
So McDonald's, New Zealand. I love this. Would you eat a McMullet burger?
Who?
Yeah, McDonald's is launching a new McMullet burger. It's a burger with a mullet. But it's a cheese mullet. That's a piece of cheese that's hanging over the bun there.
Oh. Well, it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I mean,
you just fold it over.
So like the show.
Something Chuck has never had to worry about.
I'm scared to say anything anymore. Every
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, so I hit a nerve on that.
Yeah, you always hit a nerve. Hit a man right in the pills. Come on.
All right. I'll retract that.
Too late.
Not.
All right. Everybody said, did you hear what he said about Chuck this morning?
That's right. You'll be getting all sorts of posts on Facebook now.
Yeah, no, I have a lot of spies out there.
Yes, you do. A lot of fans, too.
Yes.
And both of them have weighed in this morning already.
That's nice.
Oh, my God. This hurts.
I missed you, buddy. I really did.
Sure you did.
I was writing a bunch of lines down while I was sitting on the beach.
I thought about you and that I had a root canal, and I felt better.
Very good. It's off and running, folks. All right. See you in a couple, Chuck. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You listen to Casey and Company. We're talking about Alan Dershowitz, and that was pretty much a complete repudiation and excoriation of the Democrats, and especially other Jewish Democrats. Let's see. We got Marty here. He's weighing in, saying they aren't run by the Democrats. They're run by communists that have taken over the Democrat Party. Same diff. Okay. The modern day Democrats are communists. They are Marxists. They call themselves progressives, but that's who they are. They're not your Jeffersonian classic liberals. They are completely just off the beaten path. The Southern Poverty Law Center lists all anti-Semitism as right-wing hate, despite the fact that the majority of anti-Semitism is rooted in Islamic and pro-Palestinian movements. This is the root of the claim that right-wing hate is the greatest threat to the country. Yeah, it came from the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has now been indicted, and we'll see where that ends up. Well, you might mention our a couple of great businesses locally here, and that would be Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions. And once separated, they've now teamed up. They've joined forces so that no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west, you've got a trusted shop close by. And they're not new names, of course. Both have served our community for over 50 years. They know Transmissions, and they save you money. So if you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission, and you want to avoid the dealer prices, and you're going to pay much, much more at the dealer, this is who you call. You get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations, and with free area towing, financing as well to help you through a tough situation, because it can be expensive. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or go to gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team, serving Baltimore.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
.652, Eddie has sent us an email saying the real meaning of the acronym SPLC is stupid people loving communism. Yeah, but I think there are people that follow along with that, but I think the organizers aren't stupid. I think they know exactly what they're doing, and that is to, and this is what they've done, especially in the black community. It started in Chicago and it spread to other parts of the country. They basically target the minority groups, and the white people are the oppressors, and the minorities are the oppressed, and you'll never get a fair shake unless there's revolution. And that's how it goes down. in many of these cities. 6:53 traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, it's about the tunnels now with the normal delays showing up anywhere south on 95, not quite back to Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway, but getting there. So 15, 20-minute delays in building both on 95 and 895 southbound. The Beltway is already filled in at Hartford Road. The outer loop west side is 795 to Frederick Road. City police with a couple of accidents, both on the east side, Pulaski Highway at North Point Road. And there was a minor wreck on Eastern Avenue just before the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for you Thursday. Start off cloudy, misty, cool. Some sunshine later in the 60s today. Right now we're 56 and cloudy in Stevensville, 54 in Glen Burnie. Well, Baltimore's Board of Estimates met again yesterday and quickly approving thousands of dollars in travel expenses for Mayor Brandon Scott's office, including reimbursements for trips that had already taken place. Gee, and here I was thinking that normally you get approval for an expense before you incurred. Yeah, I mean, not to say that you'd have to be paid up front, but normally when you know that you have a trip, you submit a voucher or you submit and say, this is how much it's going to cost. Can I get approval for this before you spend city money, taxpayers' money? But no, that's not how it works in Baltimore City. In Baltimore City, just go and do whatever you want and then get the approval later. And the reason why you can do that is because Mayor Scott controls the Board of Estimates. It's a rubber stamp for whatever mayor. So we might as well just call it the Brandon Scott Travel Agency, because that's what it is. $12,000 in expenses for travel that was completed 9 months ago. Listen to this. This is somebody spent $1,600 to go see the Atlanta Jazz Festival because they wanted the opportunity to observe a large-scale event operating in a park setting. Really? You needed to spend $1,600 to go and see that? You couldn't have seen it virtually? You've never seen it before? Have you led that much of a sheltered life that you've never been to a concert in a park? But wait, there's more. Last month, a City Hall contingent scheduled to travel to Las Vegas for a shopping center convention. We all know how many big shopping centers are in Baltimore City now, right? The board approved $7,500 in travel expenses for two members of the mayor's staff who planned to attend. And so on and on. And all told, the Baltimore Sun they did an investigation. They found the city of Baltimore spent nearly $2 million of city taxpayer money on employee travel alone last year. And that's going to continue to rise. Now, Mayor Scott was asked the other day to defend these. And again, as I said, most of this can be done virtually. You don't need to be sending. This is just part of the perks of the job, okay? Quote, unquote. But here's the mayor defending, and it's the old excuse. Hey, why not? Everybody is doing it.
Every mayor, every governor in the country is there. And if we don't want these other cities and states to eat out lunch, we have to be there.
We have to be there. That's right. I wonder if these other cities and states are getting the kind of travel expenses that we have here in Baltimore. Again, mind you, we have issues in Baltimore City. We have needs. There are things that $2 million could go. Again, this is just, as we've seen, the friends of the mayor benefit the most. And I understand that's patronage, and it's been going on in Baltimore City, just not Mayor Scott, goes all the way back to previous mayors. I remember Mimi DiPietro. In order to get a audience with Mimi DiPietro, the then city councilman, it was basically, what have you done for me lately? Okay? And then you do something for him, he does something for you. That's the way of the political world. Well, when you're battling budgets, when you're in arrears, when you're misspending, or you are basically wasting taxpayers' money, then there's got to be some accountability. But then again, that always falls to you, the voter. So if you, the voter, like what you see, like what you're getting out of this mayor and out of this city council, then you deserve what you get. But for those that are calling for some fiscal accountability, and that you would be at least responsible with taxpayer money, don't look to Mayor Scott, as we've seen before. Now we know the Baltimore Children's Youth Fund is cutting them off. They're not going to send him any more money to the mayor's office because of, he doesn't know where it's going. Now the Board of Estimates will approve it even before. You can bring back a bill for, I wonder if there's a cutoff. I wonder if you were to spend $10,000 and put in your receipts if you'd get approval for it. But just, there should be some kind of forensic auditing or accounting of that as well. Rescue Natural Supplements, big Memorial Day month sales going on right now throughout the end of this month. Memorial Day coming up a little bit later on, but we're giving you the sale prices right now. Everything at the website, res-q.com, has been marked down. So now's the time to save money. I always say you never have to pay full price with Rescue Natural Supplements because there are all sorts of sales throughout the year. This is one of them. So if you're interested in the omega-3s or the cholesterol-fighting compact combo, I should say, of any of our omega-3s, seven different varieties and delivery vehicles to choose from, the Rescue LDLX Q10 with the coenzyme Q10 in there, and the Red Yeast Rice, and the No-Flush Niacin, which helps to elevate the good cholesterol and get rid of the bad cholesterol. This is one of the many things you can save a ton of money on right now at res-q.com during the Memorial Day month sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. So you can call 1-800-26-11. That's 1-800-262-5483, or go online, res-q.com. Take advantage of the sale. No coupon code is needed. Coming up next, did Baltimore County school policy fail over the bus stop brawl? It is 7 o'clock on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to ending the war, it appears the ball is now in Iran's court. Tehran says it is reviewing an American proposal. President Trump says Iran has already agreed to give up its quest for nuclear weapons, and he threatens a resumption of bombings if a deal is not agreed to.
Now we have to get what we have to get. If we don't do that, we'll have to go a big step further. But with that being said, they want to make a deal. We've had very good talks over the last 24 hours.
In the meantime, the U.S. military continues to enforce the blockade on Iranian ports. Forecasters are warning of the possibility of more severe weather across the southeast in the coming few days. There is a lot of property damage after strong storms, including possible tornadoes, roared across parts of the region. Dutch authorities say about 40 passengers on the cruise ship at the center of a hantavirus outbreak had previously disembarked on the island of St. Helena after the first passenger died.
The dozens of passengers, including the wife of a Dutchman who died, left the cruise ship during a stop at the British territory. The cruise company that operates the ship previously said the Dutch woman had got off the ship with her husband's body at St. Helena. She then flew to South Africa on a commercial plane. However, the company has not acknowledged that anyone else got off the boat. Dutch authorities have not confirmed where the passengers who disembarked are now. Authorities in South Africa and Europe are trying to trace contacts of any passengers who actually got off the ship. Three passengers have died in the outbreak on board, and several others are sick. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Secretary of State Rubio is now at the Vatican for an audience with Pope Leo XIV. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 24 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 21. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there might be an incident here on the outer loop south of 795. We had a report there might be a vehicle fire, possibly just overheated, on the outer loop between 795 and Liberty Road. We see one vehicle stop there, and then just around that curve as you're getting down towards Liberty Road. It's pretty slow in that area, so it's backing up for the traffic coming south from 795. We'll try to get a confirmation on that. Right now, it looks like you might want to be in the center and the left-hand lanes as you're passing through there. Morning buildups now. We're up to the neighborhood of the 15 to 20-minute delays with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCB.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cloudy and cool for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we do expect to see a little bit more sunshine and temperatures into the 60s. More sun and warmer temperatures on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
62 degrees in Bel Air and 64 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that the man who scaled the Frederick Douglass Memorial Bridge in D.C. finally came down on Wednesday morning after he said he ran out of water. The man, who identified himself on social media as Guido Reichstadter, had been on the bridge since Friday, May 1st. Quote, "I'm still here on the bridge. My water ran out Sunday and I'm heading down in the morning," unquote, Reichstadter said in an X post on Tuesday. D.C. police have confirmed that he's being charged with crowding, obstructing, and other charges, as well as unlawful entry and failing to obey an officer. A 78-year-old woman and a 22-year-old man were shot on Wednesday afternoon in Cherry Hill, according to the Baltimore Police Department. On May 6, around 3:03 p.m., officers responded to the 800 block of Seagull Avenue for a reported shooting. When officers arrived, they located a 78-year-old woman suffering from a gunshot wound to the leg. She was taken to a local hospital for treatment. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 986, the pick 4, 7545. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! No. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call MadePro! Call MadePro! Call MadePro!
I know. I'll call MadePro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MadePro, 410-529-5960 or MadePro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's off on vacation this week, and I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. Get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer. Orioles secure a series victory as they beat the Marlins last night 7-4 on the road. Adley Rutschman went 2-for-3 with two RBIs. Pete Alonso crushing a three-run homer. Brandon Young allowing three runs over six innings to get the win, while Rico Garcia secured the save. Teams wrap up the series tonight. No Triple Crown winner again this year. Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo will not run in the Preakness next weekend. Trainer Sherry DeVoe announced that yesterday, third time in the past 5 years that the horse that won the Derby is not racing the second leg of the Triple Crown. DeVoe said Golden Tempo will compete in the Belmont, which will be held in her hometown of Saratoga Springs in New York. Stanley Cup playoffs continue with a pair of games on Wednesday. The Sabres down the Canadiens 4-2 in game one of their second round series. Out west, the Anaheim Ducks even their series against the Vegas Golden Knights with a 3-1 road victory. Tonight, the Flyers host the Canes in game three of their series. Carolina leads 2-0. NBA playoffs, the Knicks down the Sixers 108-102 to take a 2-0 lead in their series. And out west, the San Antonio Spurs blew out the Minnesota Timberwolves 133-95 to even their series at 1-1. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan.
Harnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So the guy that was on the bridge, finally coming down after, what, was it 4 days, 5 days, something like that? Because he ran out of water. Question, where was he going to the bathroom? Was he must have been wearing a diaper, right? And do you change your own diaper after you've gone? And then what do you do with the diaper? Or are you, nah, I don't even want to think about it. Kristen is in there shaking her head. Yes, we do. Coming up in this hour, Obama whines about the politicization of the Justice Department. Oh, the nerve, the unmitigated gall. D.C. Democrats are cooking the crime numbers. Could the same be happening here in Baltimore? But our top story here today, remember the bus stop brawl on April the 20th, York Road in Towson? 5 students charged with aggravated assault. Chris Pabst over at Sinclair and Project Baltimore did a piece last night, and it's on their website this morning, on did the school, Dumbarton Elementary, did the school do enough to, did their school safety policy fail, is the question. Who is accountable after this massive Baltimore County student brawl? It was April 20th fight, recorded at that bus stop, and it was first posted online by the law firm Turnbull Brockmeyer. It went viral. And then a group of students from the Dumbarton Elementary School can be seen attacking another student. 5 students now have been charged. We don't get their names, obviously, because they're juveniles. Since the brawl, Project Baltimore has obtained multiple emails from multiple parents alerting Dumbart Assistant Principal Amy Beal and the Principal Amanda Shanks of serious threats to students' safety, including on the buses. And these emails should have led school officials to take immediate and swift action to protect the students, but they did not. A former principal, her name Angel Lewis, she was asked by Pabst whether this was an abject failure of leadership.
In your opinion, do you think the leadership at Dumbarton Middle School failed?
In this instance, yes. Now parents are having to deal with issues that could have otherwise been avoided.
Yeah. And again, this could have been preemptive. It could have been prophylactic in that when you get a complaint about violence on the bus or being bullies on the bus or whatever. See, today the school system is too focused on indoctrinating the children instead of protecting them. And that's, you know, the pendulum has swung completely the other way. And Lewis saying that, you know, look, if that were her, and she is a former principal, you have to take immediate steps to protect the kids.
The lives of children have really been ruined. Academics can't be addressed until safety is first addressed. I will say, as a former principal, that is the first priority.
This wasn't out of nowhere. This was something that escalated over time.
Yeah, that last voice you heard is a parent by the name of Patrick Miller, whose child attends Dumbarton. He said back in November of last year, he began writing school officials about the violence. He says his daughter rides the same bus as the students in the bus stop fight. He even sent school letters a fight video recorded on the bus last fall. And months ago, he wrote an email to school officials, quote, "This bus must be brought under control before someone is seriously injured." And again, someone was seriously injured because these school officials failed to act. And Angel Lewis, the former principal, says the first thing you do is you call the police.
Your first operation should be to report it. Then the local police department are obligated to step in, and it becomes a different matter. And this is exactly what happened in this case.
Yeah. Should have called the police. Next call you make would be your district supervisor to try to resolve the violence before it escalates. Project Baltimore did email the Baltimore County Public School System, and they responded. Baltimore County Public Schools work closely with Baltimore County Police Department. Our school administrators, including Dumbarton Middle, administrators collaborate with their school resource officers, safety managers, and safety assistants to address incidents and safety concerns that impact the schoolhouse. While this incident occurred in the community, Dumbarton was administrators took action in alignment with system. You know, this is who writes this nonsense? It's gobbledygook. You know, if you were doing your job, police would have been contacted way before this bus stop brawl. And you might have been able to even single out some of the perps in this thing. But, again, this is typical CYA nonsense. 713 traffic weather on the freeze with the update. Here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The beginning of the morning backup now through Annapolis, I-97 southbound at Route 32. It's right there at the merge as you're coming down from Odenton, from Gambrels. You're coming down from Millersville. Right there, we back up through that merge. And then after the bridge at 178, it is not a problem from that point all the way down to Route 50. And then right at the Bay Bridge, the Severn River Bridge, I-97, all the lanes are open on 50. We're still getting a report there's some activity on the outer loop south of 795. There is one vehicle stopped as you're moving south from 795. It's a black vehicle on the right side against the guardrail. But further down, there had been a report there might have been a vehicle fire in that area, and we're bunched up. But again, some of this is the normal delay, which is already there. I think this is just adding to it on the outer loop. The Parkville side now begins to slow Bel Air Road to Providence Road, and we're getting a few brake lights on the inner loop through Green Spring. So far, the JFX, you're good. South of Ruxton Road down through the city-county line, 20-minute delays and building now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, misty, cool today. Maybe some sunshine later on this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer. Rain showers could return on Saturday. Hopefully by Mom's Day Sunday, things will be clear and pretty warm. So we're looking at the 60s today. Right now, 53 and cloudy in Middle River, 54 in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, you know, in the ongoing securing of our hemisphere, President Trump has already taken down Venezuela. I think Cuba will be next, no doubt. And, of course, Greenland is still out there on the radar screen as well. But there's the problem of Mexico and the problem of these drug boats coming in. And most of them have been neutralized. The thing that still is a problem is the drugs coming in by land. And yesterday, President Trump, while he held a White House event to celebrate military moms, President Trump introduced several prominent moms in and out of government, celebrated their achievements, and as he often does, he goes off script occasionally, and he starts just talking off the cuff. And he did that yesterday. I picked up on something that I don't think anybody else is reporting on, and that is not only are we going after the drugs by sea, it appears we're doing it by land as well.
Drugs coming in by sea are down 97%, and now we've started the land force, which is much easier. And you'll hear some complaints from some people in, like, representatives from Mexico and other places. But if they're not going to do the job, we're going to do the job, and they understand that.
Yeah. So now we're doing it with the land force, is what he says. And when you look at this, our media doesn't report this, but if you go and look at other media down in Mexico or other parts of the world, last week the DOJ indicted Mexican Governor Ruben Rocha Moya, along with nine current and former Mexican officials, for participating, quote, in a corrupt and violent drug trafficking conspiracy with the cartel to import massive amounts of fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine from Mexico into the United States, end of quote. Now, keep in mind that the U.S. media just ignores this issue, completely ignores it. However, every ground report indicates that the indicted Sinaloa cartel governor, Rocha, is being protected in an undisclosed location by the Mexican National Guard. Essentially, the Mexican military is protecting an indicted trafficker and politician in Mexico while avoiding extradition to the U.S. So that adds further context to President Trump's remarks. It's obviously cartel influence is a major issue, and I think most of Mexico is filthy dirty. And I think the current president, Claudia Sheinbaum, Again, you have no choice if you're in Mexico. Until you identify and root out the cartels, you're doing their work for them, and President Trump knows it. And that's why, if you remember correctly, there unfortunately were a couple Americans killed the last month in Mexico on a secret mission, because that is, I think, the land force that is being used to stop this rotten poison from coming into the United States. As to Iran, President yesterday squaring off, sparring with a reporter over Iran, and why the reporter wanted to know why they won't submit to a unconditional surrender.
You're facing an opponent right now in Iran that has refused to submit. You seem optimistic now, so maybe close to a deal. What's different about this moment now than in other moments where a deal has seemed close?
Well, why do you say they refuse to submit? You don't know that. You don't know what's going on behind
U.S. ships a few days ago.
Man, a few days ago is a long time ago. You know, in the world of war, a few days ago. No, they want to make a deal badly, and we'll see if we get there. If we get there, they can't have nuclear weapons. You know, it's very simple. But what's not to submit? So they had a navy with 159 ships, and now every ship is blown to pieces and lying at the bottom of the water. They had an air force, lots of planes, and they don't have any planes. They don't have any anti-aircraft. They don't have any radar left. Their missiles are mostly decimated. They have some. They have probably 18-19%, but not a lot by comparison to what they had. And their leaders are all dead. So I think we won. Now it's only a question of, look, if we left right now Iran, it would take them 20 years to rebuild. You would call that, we're in good shape, right?
Fantastic.
We're in good shape.
Now, the only question that remains is who you're negotiating with. Is it the hardcore IRGC military hardliners? Is it the theocratic nuts, the radical Islamic fundamentalists? Or is it the more moderate types over there? And that is pretty much going to determine. I think, by the way, the latest attempt on the administration, the life of people in the administration, a man was charged for allegedly shooting at Secret Service agents on J.D. Vance's motorcade route yesterday as well. So they're after Vance as well. Marco Rubio had an incredible press briefing the other day, sitting in for Caroline Leavitt. He really, really was hit it out of the park. But this is one of the best answers I've heard anyone give as to the hope of America here in our 250th birthday.
For America at a time such as this.
My hope for America?
And how do you personally deal with that?
Yeah, look, I mean, my hope for America is what it's always been. I think it's the hope I hope we all share. We want it to continue to be the place where anyone from anywhere can achieve anything. Where you're not limited by the circumstances of your birth, by the color of your skin, by your ethnicity, but frankly, it's a place where you are able to overcome challenges and achieve your full potential. I think that should be the goal of every country in the world, frankly. But I think in the U.S., we're not perfect. Our history is not one of perfection, but it's still better than anybody else's history. And ours is a story of perpetual improvement. Each generation has left the next generation of Americans freer, more prosperous, safer, and that is our goal as well. But it is a unique and exceptional country, and as we come upon this 250-year anniversary, I think we have a lot to learn and be proud of in our history. It is one of perpetual and continuous improvement, where each generation has done its part to bring us closer to fulfilling the vision that the founders of this country had upon its founding. So,
for America.
Yeah, and Ruby went on to say, America is anyone from anywhere can achieve anything in the United States. And just amazing. By the way, President Trump did call Ted Turner, who passed away yesterday, one of the greats of all time, just died, founded CNN, sold it. He said he felt that Ted Turner was one of the greats of broadcast history. He said, a friend of mine, whenever I needed him, he was there, always willing to fight for a good cause. And that's the way it was, 473 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, it is 7:22. You're listening to Casey and Company. Town Appliance, they have an incredible showroom right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Go see either mayor who run Town Appliance. They've got entire kitchen upgrades. They've got over 70 different brands, like high-end brands like Bosch, and from brands that could fit your budget, whether it's a single appliance or an entire kitchen. They've got it all on display, and they've got five-star service, competitive pricing, and they want you as a customer for life. So check them out. Tell them I sent you. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road, for all your appliance needs.
Lorien Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorien Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorienAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
If you own a business, you know how hard you work for every customer. At WCBM, we help local business owners get their message to the people who really count. Owners that are ready to act with radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can build a radio campaign that fits your business. Visit WCBM.com or call us at 410-586-6800 today to talk about growing your business.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
723, traffic weather on the threes. Update now with the update. Here is Lugnuts Johnson.
We were looking at a report here of an accident in Cecil County, northbound 95 in the area of Route 222. That's north of the Tidings Bridge. Looking at it, well off to the side and really no problem. Some flashing lights there, but the traffic is not really looking at it or paying attention to it. The traffic going around, there's a lot of the commercial traffic into the way station, but everybody else on the main line is doing fine. Just pointing that out. Both the tunnels are still in the area, 20 to 25 minute delays. It happens every day now. Southbound on 95 and 895, backing up almost back to the area of the city county line. So far, no major incidents. JFX is still clear. All the normal stuff on the Beltway, whatever that was with the report of a vehicle fire on the outer loop of 795. State police say they have now cleared that report, and it's just the normal stuff moving south from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, misty, cool, maybe sunshine later today, 60s for the high. Cloudy 51 right now in Forest Hill, and it is 54 in Glen Burnie. 725, and you're listening to Casey and Company. You can react here, 410-922-6680, our local number 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com or text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app, which you can download at the your app store. We have another horrific illegal alien story. These are illegal aliens largely let in by the Biden regime, the open border Reconquista types. Again, Alejandro Mayorkas, remember him, Chairman Joe, and the rest of the open borders Democrats who still, to this day, think it was a good idea. An illegal alien from Honduras beat a man unconscious and raped him behind a dumpster. This was in Suffolk County, New York. Jose Ignacio Bonilla Garcia, charged with assaulting the man, dragging his unconscious body behind a dumpster, and then raping him. The victim was intoxicated and collapsed after he left a cafe back in March. This guy has been deported three times, which would make him a multiple felon. He fled to Texas, tried to escape to Mexico after committing the heinous crime before he was caught. This man should never have been allowed in to the United States. So he illegally entered the U.S. four times. And this is what happens when you didn't have anybody securing the border. The border is secure now, but it wasn't during the entire 4 years of Chairman Joe. FBI yesterday raided an office of Virginia Democrat Senate President Pro Tem Louise Lucas in connection to a major corruption probe, including bribery. Federal agents served multiple search warrants approved by a federal judge at Lucas's office and the cannabis dispensary next door. Gee, isn't that convenient? You've got a prominent Democrat and a cannabis dispensary next door. She's a close ally of the Virginia Governor Spanberger. I'm not sure how the cannabis dispensary is connected to the probe, but apparently the FBI knows. So, again, three people from the cannabis dispensary were taken into custody. At least 10 other locations being looked at today in Virginia. So we'll have to wait and see what comes out of there. We're waiting to hear what the opinion is out of the Virginia Supreme Court on the certification of the vote to redraw the districts, basically picking up four seats. And maybe that opinion is being written, hasn't been announced. We thought it was going to be announced yesterday, but it has not. So keep that in mind. And in a victory for election integrity in Georgia, U.S. District Judge J.P. Bulley has denied Fulton County, Georgia's motion to force the FBI to return the more than 600 boxes of records from the 2020 election that were seized last January. Again, the district court held the county failed to meet the extremely high standard under federal rule of criminal procedure, which allows a court to exercise equitable jurisdiction. So it's a big victory that I can get these, because what they want to do with the Fulton County elections records is they want to get them and they want to destroy them. They don't want any evidence to be left behind. And that is a good, is a big victory for, because I still think when all is said and done, we're going to find out eventually what happened. And I think we all know what happened. That election was stolen. We kind of know how it was stolen. We just need to connect the dots, be it machines, be it mail-in ballots, be it a number of things, so that we are able to make sure that this never, ever happens again in the good old USA. And we still need the SAVE Act. Those clowns led by John Thune and the rest of them down in, President Trump is going to, I think he already has a primary opponent for Lisa Murkowski. I think it's Mike Dunleavy, if I'm not mistaken, is running out there against Lisa Murkowski. That's good news. Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Vinny, again, has been selling and, of course, homes with remarkable success in his 23 years, and you've heard about 10 of those years here on WCBM. And what I most like about Vinny is this database of 12 to 13,000 buyers that as soon as you sit down with Vinny, you talk about asking price and time frame, and you sign the contract on the dotted line, your home is sold. It's guaranteed. And he makes that guarantee with that database in mind, because he knows people are going to get eyes on your home before it hits the open market or the MLS. And that's why he's so successful. That's the reason why when it comes time for me to downsize, I'll be picking up the phone and calling Vinny. And you should too, right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. VinnySteele.com is the website. And remember, as soon as you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. 7:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Baltimore's Board of Estimates quickly approved thousands of dollars in travel expenses from Mayor Brandon Scott's office, including reimbursements for trips that had already been taken place. Taxpayer advocate David Williams criticized the process, saying, "You have a Board of Estimates that rubber stamps everybody's travel. In some cases, they approve travel after the fact." The board approved more than $12,000 in expenses for travel that was completed 9 months ago. City staffers are required to get approval before their travel begins, not after. But those expenses were included among more than two dozen expense reports from the mayor's office, which were approved without discussion. An unmarked Prince George's County police cruiser was recovered shortly after police said it was stolen late Wednesday night, according to officials. The vehicle was stolen along the 5100 block of Indian Head Highway at around 8.05 p.m., police said. A person was taken into custody and the vehicle was recovered. No injuries were reported. And a major investigation is underway after a shooting and stabbing that happened during Cinco de Mayo celebrations in Laurel. This all unfolded near the Amigos Mexican Grill and Longhorn Steakhouse at the Laurel Shopping Center in the 13600 block of Baltimore Avenue on Tuesday night, said the Laurel Police Department. And the Baltimore Board of Estimates approved a $153 million contract Wednesday for new body-worn cameras, tasers, and other public safety tools within the Baltimore Police Department. However, some city leaders questioned whether it was the best deal for taxpayers. The 10-year agreement totaling $153,217,966 is with Axon Enterprise, a company the city has worked with for over a decade to supply equipment, data management software, and other tools. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, heads up now, 795 after Owings Mills Boulevard. There's a wreck between there and the bridge at McDonough Road. I haven't seen the vehicles yet, but I see the impact already, and it's slowing at Owings Mills Boulevard. So we'll keep an eye on that. And then down at the bridge at McDonough Road, some traffic is coming south, so we are getting some traffic by, but very quickly there's a backup at Owings Mills Boulevard. There's a report of an accident. Haven't seen it yet. Baltimore County was heading out inner loop between the JFX and the ramps at 83, so heads up there on the topside beltway, and we'll get some more on that as soon as we can. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cloudy and cool for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we do expect to see a little bit more sunshine and temperatures into the 60s. More sun and warmer temperatures on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's off on vacation. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by a game room at Yorktown Social in Conkeysville, the total game changer. Birds claim a series win after taking down the Marlins last night in Miami 7-4. Brandon Young credited with a victory after striking out 5 over 6 innings. Pete Alonso slugged his 7th home run of the season with a 3-run shot, the top of the first. And Alonso says Brandon Young settled in nicely.
BY did a great job with execution after that first inning. I mean, for him to kind of bounce back and throw up zeros and give us a chance to kind of put more runs on the board for him is fantastic. I mean, he's awesome.
Birds will go do it again tonight in Miami. No Triple Crown winner again this year. Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo skipping the Preakness, according to trainer Sherry DeVoe. A third time in the last 5 years, the horse won the Derby, will not race in the Preakness. Golden Tempo will compete in Belmont Stakes, which will be held in the hometown of Saratoga Springs in New York. NBA playoffs last night. The Knicks over the Sixers, 108-102, to take a 2-game-to-none lead in their best-of-seven series. San Antonio Spurs over the T-Wolves, 133-95. Their series is even at one apiece. And then in hockey, Stanley Cup playoffs continue. The Sabres beat the Canadiens 4-2 in their game one of their second-round series. Out west, it was Anaheim over the Vegas Golden Knights 3-1. Tonight, the Flyers host the Hurricanes. Game 3 of their series, Carolina leads the Panthers 2-0. Tigers pitcher Framber Valdez was suspended 5 games by Major League Baseball for intentionally throwing at Boston Red Sox shortstop Trevor Story on Tuesday, handing down some discipline there. And locally in some golf news, Nick Barrett hit a clutch birdie on the 18th hole, sending him to a final qualifying stage at the U.S. Open qualifying event at Turf Valley Resort in Ellicott City yesterday. The 32-year-old UPS driver from Catonsville cemented his spot in the final qualifier. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the game room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, Yorktown Social.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
7:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. If you'd like to play Choose Your Fake News and match wits with a panel, grab some WCVM merchandise, now would be the time to give us a call. Reserve your spot, 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Do that right now and reserve your spot to get a chance to guess which is the fake news story of the day. All right, the latest coming out of Washington is that 13 Metropolitan Police Department officials, 13, including high-ranking leaders, were placed on administrative leave following an investigation into the manipulation of crime statistics to falsely show lower crime rates. I think they're lying just about everything these days. Key leaders involved the Assistant Chief Lachey McCall. And those, most of these names you would not recognize unless you were familiar with the D.C. police. The interim chief, Jeffrey Carroll, announced he was suspending 13 members. Multiple high-ranking officials face potential termination. Investigations allege that the supervisors under classified crimes, meaning that they basically watered them down, classified robberies as lesser offenses, to make their districts appear safer. This would affect the assistant chief, the second district commander, and the others in the third district commander for similar conduct. And some were suspended, some were reassigned, and some are going to lose their jobs, as they should. And there'll be new replacements heading up the top. These are so again, that's a lot. I mean, maybe one or two is it's scandalous behavior in and of itself for any police department. But for the Washington Police Department, the Metropolitan Police Department, 13. So this was systemic. So how was this allowed to fester? We saw the same kind of things here in Baltimore with the gun violence task force. They start off with good intentions, and somewhere along the way, things went south. But this is leadership in Washington, and I wonder, and yes, there has been some crime reduction, especially since President Trump came into town and started deporting illegal aliens, criminal illegal aliens, taking them off the streets. That has helped. The National Guard presence in Washington has helped, as it has in Memphis, as it will in New Orleans, etc. But, you know, again, I'm just sorry, I don't see, and we know here in Baltimore it was U.S. Attorney Eric Barron working with Ivan Bates. Otherwise, I think we'd be in the same boat here in Baltimore. Now, I don't know if this is going on in other police departments, including ours here in Baltimore City. I certainly hope not. But I think every police department needs to obviously held accountable. That's why all of the stuff. You have to have inspectors general. You have to have people that are independent. For instance, Commissioner Worley serves at the pleasure of Mayor Scott. The same for these Washington police officers down in D.C. So, again, when you owe your job to an elected official, there's incredible pressure to make sure that you're not doing anything to embarrass that elected official, be it crime stats-wise or getting into a war of words, et cetera. Recently, I have noticed Commissioner Worley asserting himself a little bit more. So, again, I don't know. So I'm not suggesting that Baltimore is doing this. I'm just wondering, how would we know? How would we know? Unless we have a whistleblower from inside the department that could tell us. In a statement in response to the department's action, the D.C. Police Union cited findings from the National Incident-Based Reporting System that showed a nearly 2% increase in violent crime. Compared with D.C.'s cited 28% decrease. So not only was there no decrease, it was an increase of 2%. The police union is alleging the manipulation endangers public safety and called Monday's action long overdue. In January, the D.C. Inspector General announced its investigation into the police department's crime data reporting system, and that was already under scrutiny, thanks to claims by President Trump that crime in D.C. was much worse than what the statistics showed. And he was right, again. So my question is this. Do you believe the crime statistics in Baltimore are accurate? Do you believe that they accurately reflect what is going on in Baltimore City? Or do you think there might be some manipulation, some massaging of the stats Again, this is done not to indicate, and normally it's violent crime. You notice that they basically, the demarcation line is murders, non-fatal shootings, and so they can be, I don't know how you would reclassify a murder, but for non-fatal shootings, you certainly could do that. And again, you could basically water down any charge because there's enough laws in the books you could get. But I would think that to do that, I would think that the city state's attorney's office would catch wind of that. But maybe there might be we would need a whistleblower in Baltimore PD or somebody else that would have to be able to step forward. Get at least our Inspector General Isabel coming. And of course, now she's in this big lockdown, drag-out fight with the mayor and the law department of the city over the redacted access to records, etc. We'll get more on that with Mackenzie Frost next hour at this time, by the way. Mackenzie will join us here as she goes in-depth. Get your thoughts on that. Do you think the crime statistics here in Baltimore are accurate, or are they being manipulated? 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And we're brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The backup now on 795 begins at Franklin Boulevard. The accident is south of Owings Mills Boulevard, and it's pretty much gridlock right through there. See a couple of cars trickling down through the bridge area at McDonough Road, but not a lot. So it's really crawling, and it's backed up very quickly back to Franklin Boulevard. So if you're coming down from the top of the hill there at 140 on 795, you get down towards the bridge at Cockeys Mill Road, be prepared. Going to have brake lights up ahead. And we were just saying off the air, you could move over to Reisterstown Road, but good luck with that. You know how that goes, south of Owings Mills Boulevard, but that's a possibility if you want to try to go around it. It looks like this wreck on the Beltway may be on the inner loop between Green Spring and the JFX. After the JFX, not much traffic, but it's backing up now at Green Spring. It was reported as minor and may be on the shoulder, but it's adding to the normal delays there. But the big backup right now is on 795. The summer driving season is just around the corner, so let Bernie's Automotive check everything, your tires, brakes, cooling system, hoses, and more. And stop in and see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. It is going to be a cloudy, misty, and cool start to the day, and sunshine maybe later this afternoon pushes up into the 60s. Sunny and warmer tomorrow. Rain showers could return Saturday. Mom's Day looks to be pretty nice. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Right now, cloudy 54 in Dundalk, 55 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today, Jeff, is on the Beltway somewhere. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, good morning. Actually, just passed the wreck at 795 that Chuck was referring to.
All right, very good. Talk about timing, huh? Timing is everything. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last, please.
All right, Jeff, good luck. Here are your three stories. Story number one, the mayor of Denver is doing battle with President Trump over his Justice Department coming after the city for their ban on assault weapons. The mayor said he has a message for President Trump. He said if Trump wants, he said assault weapons that could blow his damn head off, then he should come to Denver in person. Story two.
Nice.
Yeah, really. The Met Gala was held the other night up in New York City. You know, all the people come out in these funky wardrobes and so on and so forth.
Lovely.
But this year was a little bit different. They had, apparently, you have not heard about Ariana Rose Phillip, a runway model, recently signed with a modeling agency. This is, you talk about checking all the boxes. Again, she is black, transgendered, and she's a quadriplegic with cerebral palsy. And the first such model to sign with a major agency.
Okay. Does it say what agency, or are we not allowed to know that?
Blah, blah, blah. What agency? I have to look up the agency.
I'm fact-checking.
All right. You can fact-check. This was a Met Gala event. So I'll see if we can get the agency later.
That's cheating.
Well, why? Are you asking a question?
It is not cheating.
It's cheating.
I at least try.
I'm fact checking.
Yeah, check this.
We're just asking for more details.
Check this out. Who are you talking to, hon? You talking to me?
You're talking to me.
Story three has been 5 years since the man's mother died in hospice care in Phoenix. She has suffered from Alzheimer's disease. Sadly, the man has found out that his mother's body was used as a test for explosives.
Ugh. What?
Yeah. So he's now contacting reporters, thinking about filing suit. Mom's one of many bodies sold to the U.S. Army for blast testing.
Hmm. Ugh. Ugh. So she went out with a bang?
She did. I knew it was coming, folks. Story one. Denver mayor says if Trump wants to lift the ban on assault weapons, he should come to Denver himself and do it. Story two. Met Gala uses a model that checks every single victim box as a prop. Or story three. A Phoenix man learned his mom's body was sold to the U.S. Army for blast testing. All right. We'll start with Maggie.
Oh, man. These are... They're also... But you make it harder and harder every time. Nino tortured me while you were out.
Good. He followed orders.
He followed to the... But
you'll be following the unemployment line.
I'm taking a chance. Like I said, this is roulette, so I have no clue, as always.
Flag
I'm going to say number... What you... Oh, three, I'm going to say...
All right. Maggie goes for story number three. Kristen?
I think, sadly, I can believe both with the state of our healthcare system, I can believe the hospice story and the Denver mayor story. I'm going to say number two. As woke as the Met Gala is, they do have some snobby standards. So I'm going to say two.
All right, Chuck?
I'll go three.
Chuck goes for three. And Jeff?
I'm going to go with three. I believe the first two could be. I sure hope number three is false.
All right. Nobody votes for story number one. The mayor of Denver challenging the president to show up in person if he wants to lift the assault weapons ban. That is our fake news story of the day.
So we're all
sorry about that,
we
Jeff.
We all suck.
Yeah, yep. Appreciate you listening and playing the game.
For yourself, honey.
Thank you. Don't make me come up there.
Down there.
Down there. See? I messed up again.
If you're going south, it's down there.
All right. Jeez,
this whole show is going south very quickly.
Oh, no.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 7:50, 10 minutes now for the hour of 8 o'clock. Memorial Day month sale going on right now. Rescue Natural Supplements. It is, of course, one of the best times of year to stock up on all your favorite supplements, whether it's omega-3s, whether it's men's and women's vitamins. We've got Ideal Weight, which is perfect for weight loss, helps curb your appetite. Rescue PM Spray and dissolvable tabs, which are great for falling asleep and staying asleep. There are over 50 different natural supplements with no side effects that help you to maintain and restore your health to where it should be. And right now, you can save a ton of money with prices already marked down at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And just check it out, or you can order 1-800-26-ALIVE. Some people like to go and check the prices and then order on the phone, but no coupon code is needed, either using the phone or ordering online. The Rescue Memorial Day Month Sale going on right now at res-q.com.
Up men awning to batter, they are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman, call them anytime of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:52, 8 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Don't forget, next hour, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth with us. She sat down with Democrats running for Baltimore County Executive, and we'll talk about that. Also, the battle for Inspector General Isabel Cumming to get access to important city records. So much to know. Sue says, these people were called useful idiots. After the communists took control, the useful idiots were all disappeared or killed. People don't know history. Yeah, talking about, the folks that have infiltrated the Democrat Party and have taken it over as communists. Firefighter John says, considering all the corruption that is being covered up by the Brandon Scott administration, I would bet money that they are covering up and fudging crime stats as well. This administration is probably more corrupt than Catherine Pugh and Sheila Dixon's administrations. And that's why the mayor is fighting so hard to keep the inspector general from looking into everything. Thanks, John, for weighing in on that. 7:53. Again, apologize for the phrase weighing in. But sometimes we'll trigger Chuck to go off half-cocked.
I told you to shut up an hour ago. Don't make me tell you again, boy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. About time. Flag that. Southbound 895. Looks like there may have been a minor incident here. They just pulled in behind the Jersey Wall right before you go into the tunnel. So maybe a broken down vehicle, but it looks like could be a minor accident now off the roadway. And 895 is backed up beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. 95 south is slowing from the Moravia Road area into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And really all four lanes are just slow southbound. Getting better down towards the ramps at Camden Yards at 395. Several things now. Inner loop of the Beltway. Looks like the wreck is after Greenspring and before the JFX. Southbound 795 is still slowing. Backed up to Franklin Boulevard. The wreck is after Owings Mills Boulevard on the southbound side. And if you're going up to Timonium, there's an accident northbound 83. Might be at the ramp at Timonium Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, misty, cool start to the day. Sunshine maybe later in the 60s. Tomorrow will be sunny and warmer. Rain showers could return Saturday. Mother's Day looking better. Right now 54 in Dundalk under cloudy skies. And it is 53 in the downtown Baltimore. And we're talking about Barack Hussein Obama, the big presidential center, the Death Star as it has been dubbed, opens up on Juneteenth. Get it? Juneteenth? So the former Presidente complaining about the politicization of the Department of Justice, a topic which he himself is very, very well versed in. During his pre-recorded appearance on the soon-to-be-canceled Late Show with Stephen Colbert, hopefully they'll bury that 6 feet under, Obama went after Trump for allegedly targeting his enemies via the Justice Department.
The White House shouldn't be able to direct the Attorney General to go around prosecuting whoever the president wants to prosecute.
Right, because technically it's under the executive branch. Technically, but the norm is that it's independent.
The norm, the idea is that the Attorney General is the people's lawyer. It's not the president's consigliere.
Right, even when it's Bobby Kennedy.
It's Bobby Kennedy. And so two of the core principles of a democracy, we can survive a lot. Bad policy, funky elections. There's a bunch of stuff that, you know, we can overcome. We can't overcome the politicization of the criminal justice system, the awesome power of the state. You can't have a situation in which whoever's in charge of the government starts using that to go after their political enemies.
First off, I'm just curious about the phrase funky elections there. What is he talking about? What does he mean, funky elections? Colbert obviously didn't press him further, but I would be, what do you mean by that, Mr. President? Funky elections. Talking about how Joe Biden got elected or how Kamala Harris was thrust into the spotlight at the last second, or how Democrats continuously, how Hillary Clinton somehow lost, or how Donald Trump's election was stolen. I would just be curious. And then for him to get up there and complain about a politicized Justice Department when the guy that it was on steroids when he was there. Again, it just the with Eric Holder, who's one of the most radical leftist attorneys general in history, and then of course everything that they knew, they conspired. Obama was at that meeting. So was Joe Biden. So was Susan Rice. So was Clapper and Brennan and the rest of them. They were all there when they talked about going after Flynn, going after President Trump. He was spied on. Remember, during Obama's NSA, during his term, the NSA spied on President Trump as a candidate. And then his campaign and then him as president. And then tried to pull a soft coup. This guy has, you know, he's the one I think that is, when he said 5 days before he was elected in 2008, from transforming America. And he has set out, that's why it won't go away. That's why he just won't quietly go into the night, is because he's made a joke about it the other day on this Colbert episode, basically saying that, that Donald Trump is interfering in my marriage. Because Michelle wants him to quietly step aside and get out of politics, and he feels the need to do it because of Trump. So, just incredible. But this guy is, and he's out there praising Mom Donnie. I think he's frustrated he wasn't more like Mom Donnie when he first came in. He had to play it down the middle a little bit. I think he regrets that he wasn't more Mom Donnie-like in that regard. What do you think? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 is our number. Should you care to join us, we would love to hear from you and talk about Barack Hussein Obama. By the way, you have to present an ID to get in. So I guess colored defolk phrase from the past. That's what they use. They say, again, this is like the poll tax. So I guess black people won't be able to get in, right? That's the argument. That black people don't have IDs. They can't get access to IDs. So, again, the and married women, right? That's the other one. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Town Appliance, they're the place you should head to. I know a lot of everybody wants to shop price, and you look at your big box stores for your appliances, and if you're doing a kitchen upgrade or whatever it is, and you can do that. I would encourage you to do that. And then go in and talk with two mayors that run Town Appliance, and they've got competitive pricing. They will not be able to out-service them. They're just the best at providing customer service. So check them out, including incredible high-end brands like Bosch and Reisterstown Road right off there in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Mississippi has been hard hit by violent storms, including tornadoes that struck last night. Hundreds of buildings damaged, much of the damage in the southern part of the state. Governor Tate Reeves reports multiple tornadoes, says emergency response efforts are ongoing at this hour. Forecasters warn the southeast could see more powerful storms in the next few days. It is a legal victory for the Department of Justice investigating allegations of election fraud in Georgia.
A judge has ruled that the federal government can keep 2020 election ballots and other materials taken by the FBI from a warehouse in Fulton County, Georgia, in late January. Fulton County is heavily Democratic and includes most of the city of Atlanta. The county argued that the seizure was unconstitutional, but U.S. District Judge J.P. Boulay said the county had not met the high legal bar that would allow him to intervene. The Justice Department has said it's investigating, quote, irregularities that occurred during the 2020 presidential election, unquote. Georgia's votes in the 2020 race were counted three times, with each affirming a win by Democrat Joe Biden. I'm Jennifer King.
As Iran considers a U.S. proposal for ending the war, President Trump says that things are going quite well, and he says it's in Iran's best interest to accept the plan.
We're dealing with people that want to make a deal very much, and we'll see whether or not they can make a deal that's satisfactory to us. We have it very much under control.
Mr. Trump says Tehran has already agreed to end its drive for nuclear weapons. A note Jeffrey Epstein's former cellmate claims that he found after Epstein's first jail suicide attempt has been made public. It had been sealed and locked in a courthouse vault for almost 5 years, part of an unrelated legal dispute. Watching Wall Street this hour, stock futures narrowly mixed. The Dow futures are up 42 points, while the Nasdaq futures down 1 point. S&P futures 4.5 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
What is it, boy? Someone need help? Someone in trouble?
Oh. Okay, so you just want me to get Progressive Auto Insurance because their collision coverage covers up to $1,000 in vet bills if you're injured in an accident? That's it? Okay, calm down. Let's not resort to name-calling.
Progressive's collision coverage helps pay for care for your pet when they're in the car during an accident.
No, you're right. Sorry, I shouldn't have said calm down.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage included with purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Veterans and active duty service members. When your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. An Elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on 795 is still the problem. It's after Owings Mills Boulevard. At one point, it was blocking the left-hand lane. So with that, we're still backed up to and even just beyond Franklin Boulevard coming south. So again, if you're coming down the hill from 140 and you're coming off that ramp, coming down towards the bridge at Cockeys Mill Road, you're going to get the brake lights right after that. And it's going to be solid down to the accident scene. At least at the bridge at McDonough Road, we can see traffic is coming south. So it indicates that some traffic at least is getting by. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays in that backup on the inner loop towards Greenspring. There was an incident there before you get to the ramp at the JFX. And we're still looking at least 20-minute delays, maybe a little longer, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cloudy and cool for your Thursday morning, heading toward the afternoon. We do expect to see a little bit more sunshine and temperatures into the 60s. More sun and warmer temperatures on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 53 degrees in Pikesville and 56 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police are investigating shootings that left two people injured in South Baltimore. Officers were called to the 800 block of Seagull Avenue at around 3 p.m. Wednesday. When they arrived, they found a 78-year-old woman with a gunshot wound to the leg. She was taken to a hospital, but there's no update on her condition. A short time later, officers responded to a hospital where a 22-year-old shooting victim turned up with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the foot. Police say that investigation is also ongoing. A Baltimore County judge has granted home detention for the man charged with murder after his wife's disappearance 24 years ago. 48-year-old Dwight Rust Jr. claims his wife Michelle left their Halethorpe home in July 2002 to run errands and was never seen again. Rust was indicted on a first-degree murder charge last month. Defense attorney Jeremy Eldridge spoke to reporters outside of the courthouse on Wednesday. The winning Maryland lottery number, pick 3, was 986. The pick 4, 7545. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Whitstat. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Whitstat. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's off on vacation. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. Get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys at Farnan and Dermer. Comfortable series win for the Orioles last night as they wrap it up take the series. They'll play again tonight. But last night, they beat the Marlins 7-4 on the road. Adley Rutschman went 2-for-3, two RBIs. Pete Alonso crushed a three-run dinger. Brandon Young allowed three runs over six innings to get the win, while Rico Garcia Garcia secured the save. So good streak for the Orioles now. They're back-to-back games, the first time in a while. No Triple Crown again winner this year. Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo skipping the Preakness. The third time in the past 5 years that the horse that won the Derby has not raced in the Preakness. The trainer, Sherry DeVoe, said Golden Tempo will compete in the Belmont Stakes, which will be held in her hometown of Saratoga Springs, New York. Elsewhere, Stanley Cup playoffs continue with a pair of games Wednesday. Sabres beat the Canadiens 4-2. And out west, it was the Ducks evening their series against the Vegas Golden Knights 3-1. In the NBA playoffs, the Knicks go two games up over the Sixers 108-102. And the Spurs and T-Wolves even their series. Spurs win at 133-95. And a former Super Bowl champion has a decision to make. Free agent quarterback Russell Wilson said yesterday he's been offered a contract with the New York Jets to be the backup to Geno Smith. The 37-year-old says he can still play ball at a high level and will try to figure out what's best for him and his family. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, the Epstein suicide note has been unsealed. We'll share it with you. Mackenzie Frost joins us. Coming up in about less than 30 minutes, talk about the Baltimore County executive race as well as the inspector general in the city. A square off with Mayor Scott over access. But top story here today is a story of a family that is suing Baltimore City Schools. This is a family of a 6-year-old child who wandered off the premises at Falstaff Elementary unsupervised last year. And now they've notified the city of their intent to sue. In May of 2025, Belinda Curry said her son, Liam Livingston, was supposed to go to an after-school program, but said Liam decided not to, 6 years old, left the school to go home instead. Curry said she believes he took a wrong turn, ended up at Reisterstown Road Plaza, and in order to do that, he had to cross a busy Reisterstown Road by himself. And, of course, she never got a call. Until after he was found. Never got a call, notified he was missing, that he didn't show up at the after-school program. She got a call after the fact, after he had been discovered and recovered. Their attorney, Thru Vignaraja, yesterday said the school had an obligation to not only take care of Liam, but to report to the parents that he was missing.
When we drop our kids off, our elementary school kids off in particular, to our schools, we are entrusting them with what is most precious to us. We are placing them in the role of parents. We expect them to do during that school day what we would do to protect our children at home. If it wasn't for that trust, I don't know that we would send our kids to school. If we thought that they were not being supervised, if we thought that they could wander off and leave the school premises and cross a major Baltimore City artery.
Excuse me.
The mother's phone goes off.
If we thought that they would leave a school campus and cross a major Baltimore highway and end up at a Five Below, we might not feel comfortable sending them to school in the first place.
And what he said was, this was a breach of trust. You know, when you send your child to school, you put trust in that teacher, in that administrators, in those principals, in the school staff, school nurse, all of the above, to take care of your child while your child is in their custody.
It is that breach of trust that took place a year ago on May 7th of 2025. It was that breach of trust that has led Ms. Curry and Liam's family to advise the city and the city schools of our intent to bring an action for breach of trust, for negligence, for inadequate supervision. The law assures us that when we put our children in the hands of others, that there is a obligation, a duty of care that comes with that trust. It is not a handshake. It is not a leap of faith. It is a legal obligation that the school takes on when they take those children into their custody, when their teachers and staff and supervisors and principals become responsible for the fate of those children.
Yeah, and that is this is absolutely a dereliction of duty, a breach of trust, call it what you want. But again, somebody dropped the ball big time at Falstaff. We'll hear from the mom coming up in just a second. It's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Backup is still there, and the delays with this wreck, 795 southbound, had been in the left-hand lane after Owings Mills Boulevard, and the tail end of the backup is still back to Franklin Boulevard. So it's taking at least 15 minutes to go from Franklin Boulevard down through that area, and then you'll get better and eventually down to the Beltway. Because of that backup on 795, it's actually helping the west side outer loop with that traffic there, which is normally backed up right at 795. It's not quite as bad because we don't have a lot of merging traffic onto the outer loop, so there is a silver lining there, but 795 is still backed up. Over 20-minute delays, yep, everybody's still there in place on 895 and 95 south going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 395, the Sky Ramp from 95 north to the Convention Center. Some slowing there, but with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. Cloudy, misty, cool start to the day. Sunshine may be coming up a little later on this afternoon. We'll be in the 60s. Right now it is 54 and cloudy in the city and 55 under cloudy skies in Ocean City. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, it has become our national anthem. It is time for us to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Alright, it is time. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is right now. Call the Smile Design Center, our America 250 sponsor, at 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. So on this day, May 7th, 1945, the German High Command, in the person of General Alfred Jodl, signed the unconditional surrender of all German forces east and west at Reims in northeastern France. At first, General Jodl hoped to limit the terms of the German surrender to only those forces still fighting the Western Allies, but General Dwight Eisenhower demanded complete surrender of all German forces, those fighting in the East, as well as in the West. If this demand was not met, Eisenhower was prepared to seal off the Western Front, preventing Germans from fleeing to the West in order to surrender, thereby leaving them in the hands of the enveloping Soviet forces. Jodl radioed Grand Admiral Karl Dönitz, Hitler's successor, with the terms Dönitz ordered him to sign. So with the Russian general Ivan Suzalaporov and French General François Sauvé signing as witnesses, and General Walter Bedell Smith, Ike's chief of staff, signing for the Allied Expeditionary Force, Germany was, at least on paper, defeated. Fighting would still go on in the East for almost another day, but the war in the West was over. Since General Suslaporov did not have explicit permission from Soviet Premier Stalin to sign the surrender papers, even as a witness, he was quickly hustled back east and into the hands of Soviet secret police. Alfred Jodl, who was wounded in the assassination attempt on Hitler, July 20, 1944, would be found guilty of war crimes, which included the shooting of hostages at Nuremberg, and hanged October 16, 1946. He was later granted a pardon posthumously in 1953 after a German appeals court found him not guilty of breaking international law. But it was on this day Germany officially surrendered unconditionally to the Allies in France. And that is an update at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, so we're going to hear from the mother in just a second on this suit that was announced yesterday at Falstaff Elementary in Baltimore City Schools. Marty's weighing in, saying, I bet Liam is a constant discipline problem and an habitual eloper, meaning somebody who wanders off school premises. Another Baltimore payday. And that might be the case. And I don't know. I don't have Liam's records in front of me, but he is 6 years old. Number one. Number two, don't you think if he was a constant discipline problem that Ms. Curry, his mom, should have been notified, or Livingston, the father, should have been notified of the disciplinary problems? And at the end of the day, whether a disciplinary problem or not, is it still not the school's responsibility when you have your children there in their custody to keep track of them? You know, I just, you know, whether they're discipline problems or not, and there are many, believe me, in these schools, but it is when their child is in, I think it's called patris, or parent patri, or is the legal concept, that they act as parents in absent of the parent when they're in the custody of the school. So they have an obligation, and they did not meet that obligation. Now, what that means, because, look, anything could have happened crossing a very busy Reisterstown Road. And that's something you don't want to happen to your child. Let's say, you know, if they can't keep an eye on a disruptor, what about an innocent child that doesn't disrupt? Just asking out loud. 8:20 minutes after the hour. Joining us once again, reverse mortgage answer man, Mark McVeary. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Sean. What's happening?
It is great to have you back on. And let's talk a little bit about the reverse mortgage process. Let's say somebody takes out a reverse mortgage, and then later on they pass away. What happens next?
I mean, first of all, you know, the bank doesn't take their house, which a lot of people think. You know, that's probably the number one myth. A reverse mortgage is just like a regular mortgage. It's a lien against the property that the heirs need to settle up. I mean, they can either refinance the house and keep it, or sell the home, pay off what's owed, and keep the rest. I mean, what I see most families do is they sell the house because they're living somewhere else or there's multiple kids involved. And that's the easiest way to be able to settle things up. Reverse mortgage also has protection that most loans don't have. If somebody ever owed more than what the house is worth, neither them or their estate would ever owe the difference. The main thing I try to make people understand is this. People always make it a reverse mortgage thing. Reverse mortgage, regular mortgage, whatever it is, it's got to be settled up.
So what are you hearing from homeowners right now? What's going on right now with folks that are contemplating a reverse mortgage?
I mean, you know, a lot of people are just having a hard time. I mean, I think everybody could use a little bit of extra money. Most of the people I talk to are living primarily on Social Security. And it probably averages anywhere from like $1,500 to $2,500 a month. I mean, obviously some more, some less. And lately, I actually been getting a lot of calls from a lot of self-employed borrowers before they were retired. But, you know, think about it. If you have a mortgage, once that payment is made, in a lot of cases, you know, half that income's already gone, even before you put any gas in your car or food on the table. And even if the house is paid off, I'm just hearing from a lot of people that there's basically more. Meanwhile, they're sitting on this house with all this equity that really isn't doing anything for them. I can tell everybody all the time, this isn't free money. No money is. But it's a way to access tax-free cash without a monthly payment. And once they do this, you know, having that extra money each month makes a whole lot of difference.
I know you've talked about that, paying off existing mortgage or home equity line and eliminate that monthly payment. What do you do? What happens when they've already paid off their home?
I mean, if the house is paid off, then you actually have access to even more money. If somebody has a mortgage, I have to use the first part of the reverse mortgage to pay that off. If the house is free and clear, the money can be used however they want. A lot of times when I have somebody in that situation, what they'll do is pay off some bills, do some home improvements, and leave the rest sitting in the line of credit for future needs. And if they never use that money in the line of credit, they don't have to pay it back. I just closed a client in Anne Arundel County who didn't have a mortgage, but he needed extensive dental work and repairs around the house. Now he's got the money to take care of everything and has that line of credit for future needs. And one thing I want to say real quick, Sean, if people ever hear us talking and they didn't catch the number or something like that, they can always call the station. I had somebody that called me the other day. Like, I was waiting for you to get back on the radio because I didn't get your number. You guys always are cool at WCBM, and you'll give them the number if they need it.
Yeah, we also have, I think, there, if I'm not mistaken, a client page at the website, but I'll double-check that you can go on the website and get access to your contact information as well. So that number again, Mark?
It's 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, Mark McVeary is your reverse mortgage answer man. Now over to Traffic Man. You know, he's got the cape with the big T right on his chest. Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It's a nasty visual. As long as it's not spandex.
Yeah, that would be very nasty.
Yeah. It's hard to run with that stuff.
Yes, it is.
The wreck on 795 after Owings Mills Boulevard, now on the shoulder, had been pretty much in the left-hand lane for the last 45 minutes or so. So the backup is easing now. It's south of Franklin Boulevard, and it's starting to get better towards Owings Mills Boulevard. And then you're clear, at least down to the Beltway. Once you get there, the outer loop is slow. It's moving, but it's slow. 795 to Frederick Road. The inner loop at Green Spring, the Parkville side, is still backed up. No changes in the delays at both the Harbor Tunnels. Ever since the Key Bridge went down, we deal with these backups every day on 95 and also on 895 southbound. So all of that is still in play for the traffic coming through that area, and the heavy traffic north on 895 not having a problem. Northbound 95 is clear coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The ramp and the interchange is a little bit busy downtown at 95 Russell Street and 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, cool, misty start to the day today. Sunshine maybe later, warming things up a bit into the 60s. Right now, cloudy. 53 in Ellicott City, 55 in Annapolis. We're talking about this lawsuit that has been filed by Tharu Vignaraja on the behalf of parents of the child left unsupervised by City of Baltimore School. They are seeking compensatory damages for emotional distress and ongoing therapy for the six-year-old. Here's the mother, Ms. Curry, talking about she feels that her trust in the school system was violated.
As parents, we entrust the school system at 7:30 until whatever time, you know, you pick your child up, that they would be totally accountable and vigilant on your child's safety. Falstaff Elementary did not do that with my child. The accountability wasn't there till the date. I have not received any formal apology to alleviate any pain, which it probably wouldn't, but it would have been nice to hear that adults, you know, are accountable. Yes, we dropped the ball. We're so sorry. Liam is our priority. You know, things of that nature. So to say the least, it has left me with different emotions about the school system. Of course, they have to go to school. I won't be there every waking moment of their time. So that's my battle that I need to fight, hoping that another school would not, you know, commit the same thing that Falstaff did. And, you know, like my attorney said, kids will be kids. But at home, they're not the boss of.
Yeah, well.
At school, they shouldn't be the boss of themselves. The only thing that they're boss of themselves or anything are the toys that they play with. You know, a six-year-old does not have the mental capability to determine whether or not is this right or wrong all the time. You know, if I don't want to stay here, I'm going to leave. I'm going to try to leave. You know, and thank you, because this is shaking me up, you know, and I'm being at a loss of words, but I'm so full with emotion and anger. You know, I'm mad that they dropped the ball.
Yeah, it appears that certainly they did drop the ball, and Ms. Curry said that not only did the Falstaff fail her, they failed her child.
Luckily, through the grace of God, Liam wasn't hurt. He wasn't. But to navigate, you know, from Falstaff Elementary here on foot, neighborhoods, streets, dangerous people. So it's not the fact that he left, he was found. The fact is, you think of what could have happened. You know, and like my attorney said, no one called me. I'm at work doing what I do, you know. Hours later, you tell me he was missing. That right there is just negligence, distrust, to say the least, and lack of accountability.
Yeah, Vigna Raja went on to say, the school seemed to be blaming the six-year-old, saying kids will be kids, you know. There's a lot we don't know, let's say, about this case, this student, Liam, and the school, which I guess will come out in this civil lawsuit. But that is very scary for any parent to have a child that's been left allowed to wander off school campus in traffic and so on and so forth. 829, Law Officer Michael A. Freeman there for you if you need him. And that is when it comes to serious accidents resulting in serious injury. Michael and his firm put your recovery priority number one, that you get better, you get back to your family, back to your job or running your business, all the important priorities in life. And there's so many different things that factor into that, and they do handle everything from A to Z. One of the reasons why they've been named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state over the last 10 years, because they do put your recovery priority number one. They deal with the insurance companies. They'll deal with the medical situation. If you need to find a doctor or need to have some money advanced for medical reasons or for whatever it is, they will take care of it. Diminution of value if your car has been totaled, they'll take care of that as well. Check them out. Their website is available at maflaw.com or call 410-363-6848 for the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Mackenzie Frost is coming up next. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The FAA has launched an investigation after two Southwest Airline planes clipped wings at BWI Marshall Airport. Investigators say Southwest Airlines flights 1048 and 562 clipped wings while they were pushing back from their gates at around 10:30 p.m. on Monday. The FAA says the incident happened in an area where air traffic controllers do not communicate with flight crews. Southwest says the planes were immediately removed from service and no passengers were injured. The airline also says an internal review is underway. And two Harford County trails are closed until further notice after several vultures tested positive for avian flu. The birds were found on the Wildflower Trailhead and the Mason-Dixon Trail between the Overlook parking area and Fisherman's Park and the closures. The hiking trails are on Constellation Energy property near the Conowingo Dam. Constellation closed the same trails last year out of concerns that the avian flu could be spreading in the area. And a 16-year-old Falston High School student was killed Tuesday afternoon following a crash involving an electric dirt bike in Harford County. Maryland State Police confirmed. According to police, troopers from the Maryland State Police Bel Air Barrack responded at about 2:30 p.m. on May 5th to a crash between a car and an electric dirt bike at 152 and Pleasantville Road near the intersection of 7-Eleven and Walgreens. Police say the preliminary investigation indicates a Honda CRV was traveling southbound on 152 and attempted to make a left onto Pleasantville Road, and the electric dirt bike traveling northbound on 152 struck the Honda on the passenger side. And the family of a six-year-old child who wandered off the premises of Falstaff Elementary School unsupervised last year has notified the city of Baltimore of their intent to sue. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shaw and Shamik Shaw with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to PareshShaw.com.
833 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backup on 795 now is gone, is completely gone, and back to normal. Franklin Boulevard down through the ramps at Owings Mills Boulevard within the last hour or so. We had the wreck south of Owings Mills Boulevard, and now we're back up to the posted limit. Still going to be heavy, though, on the Beltway, so be prepared for that. Both the tunnels are still backed up at least 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, both on 95 and 895 at Arundel County. New wreck heads up for that. Route 32 westbound with road blockage at the intersection at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cloudy and cool for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we do expect to see a little bit more sunshine and temperatures into the 60s. More sun and warmer temperatures on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And Gary has the week off on vacation. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Yorktown Social in Cockeysville. The total game changer. Birds claim a series win after taking down the Marlins 7-4 last night. Brandon Young credited with the win after striking out 5-6. Pete Alonso slugging his seventh dinger of the season, three-run shot on top of the first. And the Birds have won the back-to-back games, first time in a while. Pete Alonso saying that he takes pride in leading by example.
But, again, just the effort, effort, preparedness, and just attention to detail, I mean, that's big for us. So I just want to keep that going, that, and keep doing whatever I can to help bring this team W's.
No Triple Crown winner this year. Yesterday, Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo was ruled out. He will skip the Preakness Stakes, according to his trainer, Sherry DeVoe. Third time in the last 5 years the horse that won the Derby will not race in the Preakness. DeVoe said Golden Tempo will compete in the Belmont Stakes, which will be held in Saratoga Springs in New York. Elsewhere on the ice last night, Stanley Cup playoffs. Pair of games. The Sabres beat the Montreal Canadiens 4-2 in game one of their second round series, while the Anaheim Ducks even their series against the Vegas Golden Knights 3-1. The Flyers host the Hurricanes tonight in game three of their series. NBA playoffs. Knicks down the Sixers 108-102 to take 2-0 lead. And the Spurs dominated the Wolves 133-95. Their series is even at one apiece. It looks like the NCAA basketball tournaments are reportedly in the final stage of expanding. According to a report from ESPN, the NCAA committee calls on Thursday for the final steps that need to be cleared for the fields of both tournaments to expand from 68 to 76 teams beginning this fall. And finally, happy heavenly birthday, I should say, to the Golden Arm, Johnny Unitas. And he was born this day, 1933, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He selected 10 Pro Bowls during his career, was named the Associated Press NFL MVP in 1964 and 1967. Let's not forget he was in the greatest game that was ever played, Johnny Unitas, born on this day in 1933. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary
Corey Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, Yorktown Social.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
10:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is Thursday morning, means it's time to go in-depth with Fox 45's government investigative reporter, Mackenzie Frost. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How's it going?
It's going well, and I guess you'll be able to catch your breath after the session in Annapolis is all over, but it's on to the next big thing. That's the political races coming up, primaries in June. You sat down with the 5 Democrat county executive candidates for your series tonight, and what'd you come away with? What about these 5?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think that everyone has a different, you know, vision for the future of Baltimore County. We've got some insiders, we've got some newcomers, and, you know, I think ultimately growth is top of mind for many of the candidates. Growing Baltimore County, the economy, attracting more businesses, making sure people stop leaving the county for various reasons. And then we spent a decent amount of time talking about the Towson Town Center and White Marsh Mall and some juvenile crime concerns. We also talked about the implementation of Blueprint and what that looks like for the county moving forward. Everyone is a Democrat, but there's still kind of a wide spectrum of views politically. And I think it's interesting. Voters will definitely have their pick, and I guess we'll see what happens.
You know, when you're talking about, you give us a laundry list there of some of the issues: Towson, juvenile crime, schools. We had that bus brawl at York Road and in Towson, elementary schools, et cetera. 3 of these guys are on the county council already. And so my question really would be, what did they do to tackle any of these problems before they wanted to be county executive?
Yeah, that is something that we talked about because, you know, one of the criticisms that we hear from some of the other candidates is that these 3 have been involved and they argue that they have been part of the problem, so why should the county continue with more of the same? And, you know, each one has a different answer. They argue, well, the council only has so much power, or they've talked about what they've, you know, introduced and tried to push, and they're only 1 member on the council. And that's something that voters will really have to take a look at and decide for themselves. You know, do you want someone new to come in who hasn't been a part of the system? Or is this an issue that really is an executive-led decision where that person at the top can really drive some of these policies? And I think working with the county executive and the council is an interesting relationship. And Baltimore County has this unique position right now with Kathy Klausmeier, who was kind of, you know, picked to run this in the interim capacity. It almost feels like perhaps some of the plans were put on pause for a little bit until there was a more permanent person in place. And I think that is a unique perspective. We're going to dive more into this with these candidates, too, next Friday when we have them on for our debate. And that is something that voters will really have to take a look at, I think.
You know, one of the criticisms of members of the county council that are running for county executive is the 2 attempts to feather their own nests. One with the charter amendment, which ends up increasing their salary. And that, look, everybody knows you put a charter amendment in Baltimore County, 90% of the time it's going to pass. And the other was this golden parachute pension thing, Wade Katch's bill, which they then eventually walked back after they got a bunch of pushback on that. Was that discussed at all?
We talked a little bit about some of those issues. We really spent time talking about their platforms and their visions for this. I think that is definitely a topic that we will dive into during the debate next Friday. So we want to make sure people tune in for that as well. Because I know that voters are, you know, when that happened, voters and people were a little frustrated and wanted to know what the heck was going on. What are these people doing trying to perhaps enrich themselves and on the backs of taxpayers. And I think that there's a lot of explanation that needs to be said for some of those decisions.
Did any of the Democrat candidates distance themselves from the Maryland Democrat Party, basically the overall juvenile crime approach?
No, not really. You know, we talked a lot about DJS and some of the problems, and without pointing fingers necessarily, some people said that they think what is working needs to be addressed, you know, what isn't working needs to be addressed, strengthening the communication between counties and DJS. But a lot of what we heard was we need to address the root cause, and we need to talk about, you know, wraparound services. And that's very in line with what we hear with Democrats in Annapolis, who are the ones kind of setting this agenda and the policies.
And what about the an inspector general? That thing got watered down and basically died in Annapolis. Of course, there was a lot of controversy over, you know, Kelly Madigan. And so what were their thoughts on that? Would they be for a an independent inspector general, or are they pretty much going along the way that the rest of the Democrats in Annapolis have gone?
You know, it's interesting because one candidate, the newest one, you know, Mansoor Shams, I would argue, he did disagree with the governor, and he distanced himself a little bit from the governor specifically and said he believes that there should be a statewide inspector general and, you know, more transparency, more oversight. And I thought that was pretty interesting because we didn't really hear a lot of that from other Democrats in Annapolis this year. When it comes to the OIG access bill, the one that would exempt them from the MPIA, you know, we didn't really have a lot of specific answers from some of these candidates, which I thought was kind of interesting given the fact that the OIG issue was so prevalent in Baltimore County just last year. And so, you know, transparency, accountability, and oversight is something that I still think looms pretty large in Baltimore County and resonates with voters. And some of them didn't really have very many thoughts about that bill specifically that ended up, like you said, dying in Annapolis.
All right, Maury, speaking of OIGs, we'll go turn our spotlight on the city and the battle there with Mayor Scott and the law department, and coming up in just a second, 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, here with the update is Chuck Whitaker.
A little bit slow yet, headed towards Annapolis, but it's the normal stuff right here. I-97 looking at you live here at Route 32, and then once you get down past the bridge and the overpass at 178, you're clear all the way through Annapolis, and no problems at all on 50 between the Bay Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and the Severn River Bridge. North and west of this area, there's a late wreck, and it's a problem on Route 32 westbound at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, misty, and cool today. Sunshine this afternoon into the 60s we go. Right now, cloudy, 52 in Reisterstown, and it is 55 in Baltimore City. We're on the line here, Newsmaker line, of course, with Mackenzie Frost. In-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. In addition to the five Democrats running for county executive, there's the ongoing battle with the mayor and Isabel Cumming, the inspector general in the city, over her access to records. And there's some new wrinkles here, Mackenzie. What can you tell us? What's the latest?
Yeah, yesterday's hearing was really interesting. It was almost 3 hours long. And, you know, one of the biggest things that I think took some people by surprise was, if you remember, you know, Isabel Cumming posted those photos with all of those records that were redacted, right? And that kind of has become the image of this problem of these redacted documents coming from the law department to the OIG. Well, the law department told the city council that they were not the ones who initially redacted those documents. And that's really interesting because Isabel Cumming said after that that was the first time she had heard that. She says that they have a letter from the law department talking about why some of those redactions were made. And so that was a really big surprise and really raises a lot of questions about who redacted those documents. Why did the law department hand them over if they were redacted by a third party? What, and why are we just hearing about this now? I mean, we've been talking about this issue for months, and I know that we have done several stories on those documents, we've talked to the mayor about it, and never once did we hear that the law department was not the one who redacted those documents until now. And so we're back to We're back to, like, more questions about what's really going on.
I just leaped in, so there, I just had this visual of Mayor Scott with a Sharpie, but apparently that didn't happen. I have to wait and see. I'm sure you'll ask him that question in the future. So that is very interesting. Somebody in the law department redacted those documents. You would hope somebody with authority. But what was also interesting from your reporting is that, remember, the AG's office says this was not the legal advice they gave was not an opinion, right? This was just some friendly legal scholarly advice.
Right. It was just an advice letter, as they call it. And even A.G. Brown said that this could have been written by a second-year law student. And that advice letter is what the law department is using to do this new interpretation of the public records law. And that's really, you know, a question of why now. They talked a lot about this yesterday, is the fact that the OIG has had this access for years. And this is how it's happened for years, and never once did the mayor have an issue with it, not during his first term, not in, you know, up until this year with this specific investigation into Monzi and Sidestep, did we have this new interpretation of MPIA. And I've got to tell you, I have two outstanding public records requests, one with the city and one with the AG's office, to try and see exactly what did Senator Antonio Hayes ask for when he sought this advice letter from the AG. And also, I want to see the communication in the mayor's office as that request was being made by Senator Hayes, because was there a coordination happening? Did the mayor ask for this? What was really going on behind the scenes? The mayor's office, you know, the city's dragging their feet on this public records request. We're still waiting to see some records from the AG's office. I don't think this is the end of this issue. And again, it raises the question of why now? Why was this investigation so sensitive that they decided to reinterpret the law?
Do you think the mayor is looking at what's happening down the parkway, where an inspector general in D.C. Caught 13 high officials in the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department cooking the crime stats? I'm not saying the mayor is doing that. I'm just saying that that's the kind of thing that inspectors general find, and maybe he's just trying to basically dilute her power a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting, right? I mean, this Monzi is one of the biggest priorities for this administration in the city, and Sidestep was this pilot program that they had talked about expanding up until this year into the city. And if we have this fraud and we have these invoices, and who is getting this money, where is this money going, what nonprofits are benefiting from this, you know, this goes back to the issue of nonprofits in the city that we've talked about for years, and the lack of transparency. So I think that, you know, maybe the mayor's concerned. I don't know. I don't know what's in there. We'll have to see if we'll ever find out exactly. But it raises a lot of eyebrows and, you know, piques a lot of interest for people who are trying to get to the bottom of where taxpayer dollars are going and why this is so important to keep private.
All right. We'll be tuned in tonight, 5:30, Fox 45, Mackenzie Frost in depth. Mackenzie, we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Have a great day. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, this is an unusual story, but still turns out to be a really good one. Two pet goats saving their owner's life after a powerful Oklahoma tornado buried the family beneath debris. Rescuers noticed the goats standing on top of the rubble pile, which helped them pinpoint where the cellar and the trapped family was located. Here's the homeowner, Mary Sloat. That's right. Mary Sloat, who has the pet goats, talking about her heroic goats.
There was glass shattering. We could hear bricks falling, and our cellar door dented in, and we just knew that it was bricks that had fallen from the wall. But I looked into our backyard and saw both of our goats, Percy and Penny, and was very overwhelmed that they survived. And he says, when we came around the back of the house, your goats were standing on the pile of bricks, and we were pretty sure that's probably where the cellar was.
Yeah, just that's amazing. They would. They know. I guess the pets are just have this sixth sense, as they say. And of course, Town Appliance is the sponsor of our Feel Good News segment each and every day. Check them out. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi,
Kim Klasick here. If you are ready for an appliance upgrade, check this out. Town Appliance is having a Spring Black Friday shopping event going on now. They have everything you need packed into a fun and exciting showroom. You'll find top brands like GE, Cafe, and Monogram alongside over 70 other trusted names. And when you go, make sure you talk to Mayer and Mayer. They're absolutely wonderful to work with, and they'll keep you under budget. Zero pressure, just real help. They have flexible financing options, too. Check out their website at townappliance.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 52, 8 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. Kim Klasick live coming up next. We'll peek in with Kim here in just a second and see what's coming up on her show in just about 15 minutes or so. So stay right where you are. At 8:53, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Right, there's a late wreck here, I-70 eastbound right before the Beltway. There's a medic unit now coming up into the tail end of the backup, so they're working their way up, so check your rearview mirror. They're now in the center lane coming up to the wreck right before the Beltway. The report from the scene said we're losing at least the two right lanes, so we're going to get an impact there eventually from the Patapsco River Bridge coming into the Beltway on the west side. If you're back in Howard County, just to make sure, might want to slide over and pick up Route 40, come into the Beltway that way as a good detour route. And the late accident from Adirondack County had injuries and road blockage, Route 32 westbound at 175. Still some late slowing on the Beltway, and there is still some late backing southbound with the heavy traffic at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, misty, and cool. Maybe sunshine later on. Into the 60s we go. Right now, cloudy, 53 in Columbia, 53 in Owings Mills. I know Kim, being a mom, wants to know what's going to be like on Sunday. Yes, right now, it looks like it's going to be clear.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You know what? I talked to my mom. We might, despite the recent robbery, we might actually go to an Orioles game.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. That'd be good. Good Mom's
Day. We might actually do it. I see that on Saturday you've got Nelly performing after the game. And then Sunday it looks like it would just be, like you said, great weather.
So oh, we'll you skip the two-pack bobblehead night?
Yeah, I don't know if we'll make it in time for that. And I don't know where I would place that in my house. I'm not sure if it would go with the decor that I've got going on.
Right.
But we got lots to talk about today. Obviously, there was a raid in Virginia. The state senator with her office right next to her cannabis dispensary.
Mm-hmm.
What could go wrong, Sean?
I don't know. What other Democrats were tied into cannabis?
Yeah. Hmm. Is it the executive? I don't know, but I hope somebody looks
you
into
mean
it.
The chief executive of the state of Maryland?
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe
you,
so.
You
I
might
don't
be
know.
Right.
But we're going to get into that. Apparently, this is surrounding bribery and corruption. And then, of course, everybody took to social media on the left saying, oh, look at Trump. This is politically motivated. And then we find out this is a Biden era probe. So
right.
We'll get into those details. Also, speaking of Governor Wes Moore, he had the strangest photo op I think I've seen in a very long time as he was in Cheltenham, Maryland, kneeling at what we think is a grave site, but they're
right.
Not sure. The source still on this with 230 plus boys that were apparently, well, I won't say killed. They died at mm-hmm. Boys Village, and they're saying that it could have been some diseases and all these other things. But he's kneeling down, Sean, on the ground, and he's touching what he thinks is a headstone. So none of this has been confirmed, by
right.
the way. And he's thinking this is a headstone. He doesn't know, but he's kneeling down, taking the picture, and it is just such a bizarre story. This is something that Vincent Schiraldi started,
right.
Not too long ago. So we'll get into those details because, again, the source is Trust Me Bro on all of this. So we'll talk about that. And, of course, we got
talking yesterday about how he wouldn't come on your show or on the Save Our State petition. This would be a perfect opportunity to prove why we're wrong.
Yeah.
Why the state doesn't need to be saved. He could. He would. It would be fascinating radio.
Carter Elliott said absolutely not. And then he sends a screenshot of our bio header. And he's like, what is this? This SOS. I was like, oh, that. Oh, wow. The petition. Yeah. Okay. I get it. But you know what? We saw him running from questions from Gary Collins, just asking about the deficit and the so-called surplus. And, you know, it was on video. Three events back to back where he was dodging him and jumping into his SUV. So it's not just WCBM. He doesn't want to answer tough questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got Tori Snow also coming up at 10 a.m., so it's a good show.
Very good. Kim Plesick Live, always entertaining and informative, right after the 9 o'clock news. Okay, the Epstein suicide note is out. It has now been unsealed, and I'm holding it in my hands, or a copy of the Epstein suicide note. This is kind of bizarre. Listen to the text. Allegedly written by Epstein. I don't know if that's been confirmed by a handwriting analysis or not. I don't think it has. After his first attempt to hang himself in July of 2019. Quote, they investigated for a month, found nothing. So, 16-year-old charges result. It is a treat to be able to say goodbye. Time to say goodbye. What you want me to do? Burst out crying? No fun in caps. Not worth it. End of quote. It is a bizarre suicide note, if it indeed was his writing. Now, something else that is a new wrinkle in this whole thing is that during the DOJ's 10-hour, 52-minute Epstein prison video, a person wearing what appears to be an orange shirt was seen moving toward his cell at 10:40 p.m. on the night of his death. The DOJ previously claimed the person in the orange shirt was a corrections officer holding orange linens. That would be unusual, right? But now the newly released video logs say the orange flash could possibly be an inmate escorted up to that tier. And questions, who was that inmate? Why was that inmate in that tier being escorted here at that time? I know people don't want to dredge up the whole Epstein thing, but it is a very bizarre, if that indeed was his suicide note, the way he ended it. Just crazy. County Executive Bob Cassily in Harford County is now proposing legislation to permanently ban data centers in Harford County. So now that seems to be kind of the trendy thing to do, is make sure these data centers that aren't sucking up all this power in the state of Maryland aren't going to get a leg up. So we'll see. And Democrat Representative Pramila Jayapal admitting to working with foreign countries to aid Cuba in defiance of the president. Well, that if that's true, and it can be proven, that would be a violation of the Logan Act. She is not cannot really officially, in her capacity as a member of Congress, go outside the administration and aid and abet an executive order or a law. So there you have it. All right, back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live coming up next. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.